KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do is to do this very carefully and with gravity in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself. You want to take a utility knife and run it between the window and the seam of the wall on the wall side, because this is where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. And if you can cut that sort of paint seam there, it will loosen it up and not like yank off any more of the drywall or chip any plaster. And it kind of helps you create less of a mess when you're putting this all back together. If you're not able to pull those nails out, but you can kind of pull it out an inch or an inch and a half, you can run a Sawzall sort of behind. It's like a hacksaw blade, and cut the nails, which will give you that same effect of pulling that piece of wood off in a clean way. But you kind of just have to work very carefully in removing everything so that it goes back together carefully, then just sort of patch anything that needs and repaint.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound. And I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, we love old houses here at the Money Pit.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right. Good luck, Cameron. Let us know how it works out. All right. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do other projects? Well, we're going to share some tips on putting together a great garage workshop when the Money Pit returns. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DaichCoatings.com. That's DaichCoatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. DaichCoatings.com.
Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, guys. Let us know how we can help you get those projects off your to-do list and put them on the to-done list. And, you know, spring, I feel like it's just so full of all kinds of projects to do around the house, inside, outside. And it's the time of year now to get your lawn and garden in order so that it looks amazing all summer long. And this is kind of where we set the stage for everything to bloom and grow and look great. So we have a really super prize to help you have the best backyard. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand. It's super easy to use. I mean, just effortless. One button, start, stop, right at the handle is going to keep that sprayer going. And the charge on that battery is going to give you 120 minutes of runtime. You can check it out at steinhome.com. Retails for about $89, but one lucky person is going to have a beautiful summer yard in no time. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We're going to head down to North Carolina, assuming we were above North Carolina. And we're going to talk to Bea. And what's happening at your Money Pit, Bea?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long. I rent a property of tenant who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met, suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall. And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. How could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
All right, Sue, so I get it. They have a lot of clothes, and those suits do weigh quite a bit. But tell me, how was that closet rod supported in the first place? I mean, you mentioned it pulled the boards out of the wall, and a lot of times we see boards that have holes drilled into the middle of them, and then that board itself is attached to the wall, and that rod kind of sits inside that hole. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation. But then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet. So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but those supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
All right, so here's what you need to do. First of all, you've got to completely empty out the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of all of that assembly that you're describing. Now, what we're going to call here is something called cleating, which is a series of wood strips that you attach directly to the drywall on the long wall, but also on the short walls. And the first step is to make sure that these are solidly attached. Now, the cleating system is great. When I was doing home makeover shows, we would use cleats to attach, you know, custom-made headboards, upper cabinets, and it's sort of two pieces of wood. One wood is attached directly to the studs on the wall with a miter cut that angles toward the wall, and then the other piece is attached to, you know, the back of the cabinet or the back of the headboard with the miter cut going away from that. So when they sit on top of each other, they kind of lock in place. And they use this in, like, hotels as well to make sure things don't fall off the wall and people don't get hurt. It's definitely an awesome project, and it's definitely sturdy because you want to make sure everything is solidly attached. Now, that's how you're going to put all of your brackets up with this cleating system. And, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure that you're really going into the studs. The cleating system is going to give you a long, solid support where that shelf is going to go because, you know, you'll get studs, you'll get it into every stud, but you'll have a full, solid support. And remember, those studs are going to be about 16 inches on center. If you don't have a stud finder, just do the little knocking, and that'll kind of tell you what sounds hollow, what doesn't. Although I tell you, and Jim, tell me if I'm wrong, I always think it sounds hollow, so I don't know. I definitely rely on a stud finder and, you know, driving a nail or two in just to confirm my suspicions of the stud's location.
And keep some toothpaste or some cough in handy.
I mean, it's true. So it's like I don't really rely on the knocking system, but I've seen people do it, and Tom could do it well. He'd be like, click, click, oh, yes, stud. Nope, not stud. And I'd be like,
you only got to do it to hit the first one, hopefully.
True, and then hopefully the measurements. All right. You always want to make sure, though, that you go with a drywall screw. Make sure everything is really just supporting itself in the right way. And then that shelf can kind of lock into that cleat, and then you can attach the closet rod to the bottom of that shelf. But that shelf needs to go into the cleat and then have sort of corner brackets that support it again against the wall so it's not leading forward. It's not a terribly difficult project, but you just have to make sure that everything is properly attached to the wall because you know now that the suits are heavy. And if it is not properly attached and right into those studs, there is no magic fastener on earth that's going to hold the weight of that stuff up. So definitely just pay attention to where you're putting those supports in, and it will definitely take the weight of all of those suits.
That's great instruction.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Bea. Good luck with that project. Well, if you enjoy doing those DIY projects, having a dedicated space is essential for getting them done efficiently. But if you have a garage, that space can easily be transformed into a functional workshop without breaking the bank. We're going to share some tips here on how you can create a great garage workshop in just a weekend, including proper lighting, all for about $500. Now, the first step is to get a sturdy workbench with a solid top. Typically, we're looking at about 24 inches deep, 38 inches high. Depends on what you need for the project you're working on. Some are going to come with drawers, and even some will have an adjustable height top to sort of suit your comfort level. For instance, I prefer taller workbenches because I hate leaning over and getting the backaches, but you can buy a ready-made bench for a couple of $100s or build a simple one yourself in a day for about $100. And you want to make sure that whatever you've got on the floor in this work area, add a mat sort of in front of this bench because it's going to give you a little extra cushioning and comfort because as a person who stands on concrete all day in the studio working on projects, my feet hurt, my back hurts, but that cushioned mat definitely makes a huge difference. Now, next, let's talk about lighting, because bright lighting is going to be crucial for those work surfaces. You can do high-intensity LED shop lights. They're excellent for task lighting over that workbench. And these lights are many times brighter than the old fluorescent shop lights that they're kind of styled after. You want to aim for 130 to 150 lumens per square foot of workspace when you are planning out your lightscape for the room. Now, you also want to make sure that your workshop has sufficient electrical service with enough outlets and capacity for whatever power tools or tools in general that you are working with. You want to place those outlets near that workspace to avoid extension cords and tripping hazards. And you might want to consider upgrading to 20-amp circuits if you've got less than that in your garage space, because that will give you better performance for all of the things that you want to power. Now, storage is essential, and you want good solutions here. So plan what items you need and think about how you can display them, how you can store them nearby, what has to be behind a closed cabinet door. Modular storage systems are great because they offer flexibility in how you arrange the shelves. They've got bins, they've got hooks, all the things that you need to kind of suit your specific needs for the projects that you are working on or the type of space you're creating. And a lot of garage storage systems are just available for convenience. So you might find something already put together that works perfectly well. For larger tools and supplies, you can just use those sturdy stackable plastic bins with lids. You're going to see what's right in there, but I also always make a little label that just tells me. So in case I'm looking quickly or it's a little dark, I can see exactly what's inside. And lastly, if you're going to be using that workshop during winter, you do want to think about heating options for comfort. There are a lot of affordable electric heaters available to keep that workspace cozy during those chilly project days. We've got a guide for garage heating right available to you at moneypit.com. Jim, who's next on the phone?
Leslie, we've got Gail in Virginia, who is hot and cold and hot and cold. What's going on there?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water. Constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Now, is it too hot or too cold, or what's going on?
Too hot. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat, and I run out of hot water.
Now, all right, we know exactly what you've got going on here. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler, and you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, like the tank is like a structure next to your boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
All right, so what you want to look for the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to have a fix for this. There's a valve called a mixing valve, and the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160 or so degree water that comes right off the heating system, because you never want to have that full temperature going to your shower because you're going to get burned. All of those tankless coils, I mean, that's the system that you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler, and those generally do have a mixing valve, and that mixing valve adds that cold water into it. This way you have two basic ways to adjust the temperature. And as you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house isn't going to heat quite so well because the radiators aren't getting as hot. So they're really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 and 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, you do need it to be higher.
Excellent.
You just need to find that mixing valve, make sure you have the technician identify it, show you how to operate it, and set it correctly because you don't want to keep messing around with this temperature difference. All right, good luck with your project.
Thank you. Bye now.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, we have HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert, Clint Robertson, stopping by, just giving us an update of what's going on in his home improvement world. So stick around. More coming up when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
No doubt you've heard us talk about the amazing line of Tapo security cameras from TP-Link, a convenient and effective way to keep your home safe. But what about a convenient way to keep your home clean? Well, a super easy solution is the Tapo RV70 Pro Ultra Robot Vacuum. And this high-tech cleaner is all about reusing and recycling. Armed with AI detection, this is an all-in-one self-circulation robot with easy wastewater treatment and minimal maintenance. Here's some deets. The Tapo RV70 RB70 actually extracts moisture from the air to enable self-sustaining and eco-friendly cleaning and maintain your preferred humidity levels. The water used for the mopping function is recycled and purified, so you never have to refill it. And the built-in AI recognizes furniture and pets. It's the Tapo RB70 Pro Ultra. Check it out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
The argument of Wall Street versus Main Street is a pile of nonsense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The stock market was all over the place due to the expected tariffs. And guess what? Wall Street still made money. Mom and pop stores weren't even affected.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Whoa,
Well, we had so much fun when Clint Robertson of the Boise Boys visited us here last month at the Money Pit, and we asked him back because I didn't realize this. He was a finalist on The Apprentice, and you can find The Apprentice online right now, so we can all revisit Clint's season. Clint, welcome back to the Money Pit.
Yeah, happy to be back. We had such a good time, we got to do it twice.
Seriously, twice is nice. So tell us, this is amazing. I used to love The Apprentice. Feelings aside, everybody, about how you may or may not feel about the president. But was it amazing? Was it crazy? Was he wild?
The whole event was crazy. You wake up at 6 in the morning, or actually, you have to be on the streets by 6. You wake up like around 4, and you don't get to sleep till midnight for about 3 months straight. So they really get to the core of who you are. And it was just a phenomenal time. I loved every second of it. And the good news is my episodes aired. They aired. They've never been seen since on network television, on broadcast television. Prime Video on Amazon is now releasing every season, one a week, on Amazon Prime. So keep your eyes peeled for season 7. And you'll...
Don't spoil it for me. Did you win? Don't spoil it. I can't wait to see if you win.
Okay, all right. Well, well you shall be entertained, I promise you.
All right. Thank you so much, Clint. We can't wait to check out Building Boise, streaming online, and, of course, The Apprentice as well on Amazon Prime. I can't wait to see if you win or not. I'm so curious. Thanks again so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Clint.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Leslie, we've got Dewey looking to make some real estate income here. He has a 3-unit property, and, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It isn't what Meatloaf exactly meant, I don't think, but... Well, one of them's not quite ready. What is going on there, Dewey?
I bought a 3-unit building where I live in one of the units. It was built in about 1905. And the basement unit has a really bad odor coming from one of the rooms. Prior to moving in, the unit had some pretty bad backed up sewage that flooded some of the unit. The room in question has carpet squares and kind of confirmed the smell's coming from the drywall. The room is on the sharing the exterior side of the house. So my question is how to figure out if it's from the flood, if there's leaking from the foundation, and if we do replace the drywall, making sure that that was the cause of the smell. The other thing is the exterior, there's some type of black material that was used to seal the sidewalk to the building, and what's the best way to seal that to make sure there's not leaking rainwater coming in as well?
Well, it's definitely great to have an investment unit. You know, having a building like that is so wonderful because it gives you a great return on investment. If you needed to live there, you could. But the issue here is that you've got some underlying conditions from this flood that definitely had some sewage in it, and that could be a health hazard. So you want to make sure that you tear up any of the drywall that was connected to that. And also if there was wiring, like if there was an outlet that was below that flood line, you've got to change the wiring, and you're going to have to do a fair amount of demolition there. But you would have to do it whether or not there was sewage. If there was water in the space, you would still have to change out the wiring. You would still have to remove that drywall. And it's just worse because there was sewage in the mix. And, you know, it's also kind of gross. The benefit here, guys, is that you could work with a remediation company, and they're really good at this. This is exactly what they do. They deal with leaks, they deal with floods, and not only do they get rid of anything that's impacted, they treat those wall cavities with the appropriate types of cleaning products to kill anything that's left behind, because you don't want to get biogas or have any bacteria living in there behind the wall that could make you super sick. I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot healthier if you're going to rent out that space to know that you've gone about the proper process of remediating any sort of issues from that sewage flood. But I do think you're going to have a big mess here on your hands. The other thing is the carpet. I mean, it's a really bad idea in general to have carpet. I mean, everybody loves a cozy floor, especially in a basement, but it's just a space that's so prone to moisture. There could be leaks, there could be flooding depending on the weather conditions. And even if your basement's been bone dry, you could get a crazy storm and end up with water in the basement. So you're better off having a floor that's water resistant, something that's like a solid surface that's meant to be used below grade. And then when you're all set, get a really cute area rug just to kind of make it feel cozy, and you can clean those as needed. All right. Now, in terms of the sidewalk that's outside, that's probably an asphalt sealant that was used between the sidewalk and the house. I mean, just generally speaking, on the outside of your house, you want to make sure that the water is draining away from the foundation. And if that sidewalk slab happens to pitch toward the house, that's a bad thing. I mean, no matter what you seal it with, you're not going to be able to stop the water from getting into that wall. So this would be a case where you would either have to tear out the concrete and replace it, or depending on how it's built, sometimes you can lift that concrete one section at a time and actually just repitch it. All right, there's a big project here, but you can definitely get it all back in working order and get that rental back on its feet. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, that washing machine, you know, by nature of its name, washes things, but could germs be hanging out in the washing machine between uses? We're going to share some tips on why you should be washing your washing machine. So stick around. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, spring really is the perfect time of year to get your lawn and garden in order so that it will look amazing all summer long. This is kind of setting the stage, you know, blooming color, keeping that yard looking great. But how do you do that? Well, I've got a great prize to help you get those projects done all around your yard this hour. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand, and it is totally effortless when you go to use it. It is a one-button start-stop. It's right at the handle. It keeps that sprayer going, and a full charge is going to give you about 120 minutes of runtime. The 14-inch metal wand has a brass nozzle, and it's going to give you a precise spray for every task, whether you are watering or fertilizing or even applying an herbicide. You can check it out online at steinhome.com. Retails for $89.99. We've got a beautiful summer yard headed out to one lucky caller. So, Jim, who's up on the phone?
It looks like we've got Jerry in Dayton, Ohio. How can we help you out today, Jerry?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I'm really interested in that Centurion garden sprayer. And I was hoping...
By Jerry, do you mean Jim? Jim, is this you? Jim, do you want the sprayer?
No, Leslie, I'm not allowed to win the sprayer.
Aw, Jim, I'm sorry. Let's get a real winner on the line.
All right, now we're heading to Connecticut. Leslie, we've got Nicole who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What's going on, Nicole?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here, and we hear loud banging in the basement where the well, you know, water comes in.
All right, there's two things here that I'm thinking could be causing this. The first one is pretty straightforward, and it's called water hammer. And the water hammer occurs when plumbing pipes in the basement are kind of loose or not well attached to the wood framing. And, you know, the ceiling joists are a great example, because when you open up a faucet or close a faucet or flush the toilet, that water movement through the pipes suddenly stops. But sometimes that force continues to shake the pipe, and if that pipe isn't properly clamped to that joist, it's going to kind of shake and rattle and hit that joist and cause what's, you know, a water hammer sound.
Hammer time!
Yeah, exactly. Please, hammer, don't hurt them. And because you've got metal pipes, it kind of, like, makes that sound travel further, and it could make it sound louder, and you could definitely hear it all over the house. We do get a lot of calls from folks because it makes them super miserable, because if somebody goes to the bathroom, even if it's not directly next to the dining room when you're having a big family dinner, all of a sudden the pipes are start making such a racket. So the water hammer is one possibility there. But also, you have a well, so you might be hearing the well pump going on and off, and it shouldn't go on and off every single time you run the water if you have an expansion tank near it. So basically, the job of the expansion tank is it holds the water, and then it feeds off of the water from this tank when you're drawing it, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So what I would have to say is just do a test. You know, have somebody else stand near the well and then run the faucets and turn them off and on and so on, and see if it's the well going on every time the water is being drawn, because that's not supposed to happen. And that could be putting a ton of wear and tear on the pump for the well. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy usage. And if you have the right type of tank in there, that could stop it from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be the water hammer. And you just fix that by securing the pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. There's pipe clamps. It kind of really depends on how they're already installed, and just, you know, reattach them and make it better. There's also something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for the water. And it basically goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and just takes the pressure off. So as it's settling down, it doesn't shake the pipe as much. Does that make sense?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project, Nicole. Hopefully everything quiets down.
Can't touch this. I'm here all week.
Well, did you know that your washing machine might not be washing the germs out of your family's clothing? You know, over the years, a washing machine can become contaminated with, this is gross, I'm going to say it, fecal bacteria, guys.
Ugh.
And that potentially leaves millions of germs behind in that laundry. Even worse, it could be possible that viruses will linger longer on clothing, and that potentially could infect those that come in contact with them. So to kill any viruses or bacteria, first you want to wipe the washer door and that all of the seals around the washer door, especially with a front load with a solution of 25% bleach and water. Now, unless white streaks are your thing, just be careful not to spill that bleach or have it come in contact with your clothing and really wipe it away and rinse it away. Next, you want to run the washer without clothing in it using just hot water and a half a gallon of bleach. That bleach will sanitize the machine and all of the plumbing components, and that's going to kill any virus or bacteria that's been left behind. Finally, you want to be sure to select the extra rinse option here. You have to make sure that all of that bleach is cleaned out before you run that next load. And if you don't give it that extra rinse, it could kind of linger and then stain the clothing, which, you know, with bleach is not fixable. So definitely a good idea to do this. I kind of do this twice a year in my house just because, kind of a spring and fall thing, but definitely add it at least once a year into your routine. You will be thankful you did. Jim is on the line.
Hi, Kelly. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help out?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
There's a great article that's going to walk you through all of the tips to kind of keep those rodents away on moneypit.com. But I think this is also a good case in terms of the insects, you know, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of stuff? You know, what kind of infestation do you have going on? I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat those specific insects, you know, a rodent's more like general management, whereas an insect is a very specific treatment for a very specific insect. And a pesticide professional or somebody that really does this for a living, they're going to know what they're targeting, how they're targeting, the right treatments for it. So, you know, and don't be afraid. You can go with these pesticide pros if you've got kids in the house and pets in the house. There is a product for every type of installation, but definitely that's where you start to get it under control. All right. I hope you get those guests out of your house quick.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Leslie's last word this week has you doing some preventative plumbing that could save you a flood of money in the future. So stick around.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself. Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move to free out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com.
Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on. But even just leave us a message with what kind of projects you've got planned for this summer at your Money Pit. We're looking to customize our content here to really fix some of the stuff that you are working on. So don't worry about it. Just shoot us a call and say, hey, my top five projects this summer, X, Y, and Z. I want to build the deck. I want to paint some rooms. Whatever it is that you have going on, we can lend a hand. Remember, you can also email us questions, and I've got one here. Jim, who wrote in?
Well, this is a writer-inner, to use a Leslie phrase.
I like that it's made a comeback.
Yeah. Call back. This is Jack, and he wrote in saying, my outside light post isn't working as a light fixture, but the plug seems okay. I added some string lights, but then the breaker tripped. I went back and resnapped that breaker, but several days later it happened again. And I'm just going to have to call an electrician, do you think? Or do you have something I might be able to check on my end prior to calling an electrician?
All right. Well, I do know that breakers are not supposed to be turned off like a light switch like that. But it's definitely going off for a reason. You know, a circuit breaker exists to prevent that wiring from overheating and then catching on fire. And it's matched to the size of the wire. So if it's a number 14 wire, it means it's going to have a 15-amp breaker. And if that breaker keeps going off, it means that either that wire is being used to carry too much current. And that can happen if you've got, you've got an air conditioner plugged in and then you plug in the vacuum or the hair dryer and then it pops. So you know you're drawing too much service to go through that wire and that is definitely causing it to pop. But it also can go off if you're getting a short and that can be dangerous, especially when you're talking about some outside lighting. So this is really way past the skill of the average homeowner. You should call in an electrician and kind of figure out what's going on. And quite frankly, if this old light fixture is just kind of, you know, not up to date, you're better off just getting a new one anyway, and it's going to have a built-in ground fault as opposed to just adding that ground fault circuit interrupter to that circuit itself. It might even be less expensive overall, but definitely unsafe with what you're doing, and you need to get to the bottom of it. All right? When the lights are flickering, that's a bad sign, you guys.
Even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time. If you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie tells us how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
All right. Well, here is the best way that you can check for leaks in your sink. First of all, you want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then, with a bright flashlight, inspect the drain under that sink. If no leak is spotted, close the stopper, let the sink fill up until it hits that overflow valve there. Do not walk away during this part because some faucets can still fill a sink faster than that overflow can drain it, and then you're going to end up with a big mess. Now, after that water has been running through that overflow for another minute or two, check the drain again under the sink. If still no leak, your sink is good to go. You kind of do this sink to sink, check everything out. You also want to check your toilets for leaks. You can pour a bit of food coloring into the toilet tank. Wait 20 minutes and then go back in and look at that bathroom and check to see if the bowl, if the water in there at all has become colored in any way. If that green or blue or whatever you put in that tank sort of leaks through, you have a leaky flush valve and you can replace that super duper duper easy. It's a definite do-it-yourself project. It takes no time at all. You just have to turn off the water flow to that toilet. Super affordable, great way to make that toilet more efficient. So you're not just wasting all your money down the drain. All right, guys, you know, it's been a busy hour here for the team at Money Pit, so thank you so much for joining us. Coming up next week on the show, stone walls are synonymous with strength, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all. We're going to share some tips on building a stone wall that will stand the test of time. Thanks again, guys. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! Okay, I'm talking. fucking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he doubts Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine. Trump's expressing new skepticism that a peace deal can be reached soon, and his comments come only a day after saying Ukraine and Russia were very close to a deal. Leaders from around the world have bid farewell to Pope Francis today. Some 250,000 people attended the funeral mass. A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says October 7th attack by Hamas ended once and for all any and all hope for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
That basically convinced just about anybody who was in favor of a two-state solution that it wasn't going to happen. And that included the very peaceful populations of the communities and farms that were bordered on Gaza on that morning. Many of those people were deeply dedicated to peace.
That's Dr. Michael Oren. When members of the House of Representatives return to Washington next week, much of their focus will be on passing President Trump's domestic agenda. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri says he wants his committee and the House in general to focus on lowering taxes for the working class.
I want to deliver a pro-growth, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-small business, pro-farmer tax bill. And that the way that you do that with Republicans is making sure all Americans are paying less.
Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford says Congress will soon approve more money for border security and infrastructure, including more living space for detainees.
When you deport someone or remove them, they are going to spend, you know, a week or two, sometimes just a day or two, in custody. And then they've got to be able to be moved out. We could actually remove more, especially criminal aliens, if we had more beds.
Senator Lankford was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A massive explosion and fire has rocked a port in southern Iran, purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. You'll find more stories and news at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A car bomb has killed a Russian general in Moscow.
It's the second such attack on a top Russian military officer in 4 months. Russia's investigative committee said that Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik was killed by an explosive device placed in his car in a city just outside Moscow. Moskalik was a deputy head of the main operational department of the Russian armed forces. The attack follows the killing of Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who died on December the 17th when a bomb hidden on an electric scooter parked outside his apartment building exploded as he left for his office. I'm Karen Chemeth.
More on that massive explosion and fire in port in South Iran, purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. The media reporting the blast killed 8 people and injured more than 750 others. Authorities in Iran offering no clear explanation for what caused the blast.
but a private security firm says it took in missile fuel shipment in March. More at townhall.com. The Education Department will begin collecting next month on student loans that are in default. John Scott has more.
This will include the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's Offset Program, which withholds payments from the government from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in New Mexico have released more videos related to their investigation into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. The actor Betsy and Betsy Arakar were found February 26 in their home. The videos mostly show officers at work early on in the investigation. Officials say Arakar died of a rare rodent-borne disease, and Hackman died about a week later of heart complications from Alzheimer's. You'll find more news and breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, food fans. Chef Tal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, give it a money pit, pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Centurion Tools. Now, here's Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. We love to hear about all of your projects. We want to know what you've got going on this time of year. Even if you don't want to ask us a question, just give us a call and say, you know what? This summer, I want to take on a decking project, or my yard's not the best. How can I make it better? Because we want to make sure that we're helping you with what you've got going on at your money pit. So give us a call, leave us a message, let us know how we can help. Coming up this hour, are you a do-it-yourselfer, but you need a better do-it-yourself workspace? Well, having the right dedicated work spot for what you love to create will help you achieve all of those DIY dreams. We've got tips to create a productive and efficient garage workspace to handle projects big and small. Plus, joining us this hour for like a mini catch-up is HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert Clint Robertson is here to share how his love of construction and real estate have been the perfect recipe in creating a great home and share a bit about his experience with President Trump during The Apprentice. Who knew? Now I'm going to go back and kind of rewatch the whole thing. I have to know. I didn't know Clint was on this, so I want to see what's going on.
No doubt.
Also ahead, could germs actually be lurking in your laundry? Well, it may seem counterintuitive, but for the health, safety, and cleanliness of your family, it's actually important to wash your washing machine. So we're going to tell you how to deep clean those machines. Yeah, that's right. It's one more thing you have to wash, but it's worth it. Just ahead. But first, our focus is you. So let us know what DIY project is on your to-do list to help us move it to your done list. Give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie, Tracy in Florida is on the line and has taken a chance with some crown molding. Tracy, are you doing this yourself? What's going on there?
So I wanted to install crown molding. I am not handy at all. I was looking into how to install it, and I saw that you could install the high-density styrofoam, like the poly, I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that foam trim, right?
Yes, and it got good reviews, and it looks kind of like real, and it's easier to install. I just don't know if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, crown molding, from a carpentry perspective, is kind of a super difficult carpentry job because you have to cut a compound miter to do that, and then you also have to cope it, which means you kind of make one piece of the molding, which is interesting because you kind of have to, like, tilt the molding and kind of put it upside down. It's a very complicated way. It's like a compound miter cut. And it's awesome if you can use a compound miter saw or even a handsaw with like a little box that's helpful for it. But it is a bit confusing to kind of do the math in your head and visually see how it will come together, especially if this is a project you haven't done before. So out of wood, it's complicated for a beginning do-it-yourselfer. And that's why these foam moldings have seen such a big boost to DIYers, because they're easy to install, they're easy to cut, and you put them up with caulk. I mean, you're using the caulk as an adhesive, really, to hold it in place, and you put a couple nails in it just to kind of tack it in place while it dries. And as long as you were planning on painting that molding anyway, the foam really makes great sense, because once it's painted and installed, you can't tell that it's not wood. So it's definitely a do-it-yourself project. If you wanted to have one where you saw the wood grain, then really traditional wood crown molding is pretty much the only way to go. But that's definitely a DIY project. The foam, paint it white, it looks really sharp, and it's something you can absolutely do yourself.
Oh, great. That's what I need.
Yeah, just make sure, you know, you read the instructions. Make sure you have the tools on hand. A simple miter box with a handsaw is really helpful to give you those clean cuts. It's not very expensive when you buy a simple one. The other thing you have to do is, if there's any mistakes here and there, you can just fill those gaps with the caulk as well, and it kind of hides all of those mistakes. And then once you paint it, no one's ever going to know. Just use that latex caulk and make sure you have proper caulking trowel. You know what I'm talking about. It's your finger. You got five of them on each hand, so it's definitely a great tool. You've already got that one.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's going to look great. Take care and good luck with that project, Tracy.
Now we've got Cameron on the line, who's got some issues with some old windows. And Leslie and I know about very old houses, huh, Leslie?
Oh, yes, we do. What's going on?
I've got a home that's about 100 years old, and I have the type of windows that have the counterweights on the inside, the frame itself. When I've watched these videos on how to make that repair, and I guess the side of the window is called the sash, there should be a screw or something that allows me to open up that wood so that I can see that counterweight. My windows do not have that access. I don't know how to gain access to the counterweight itself.
Well, first of all, it's not uncommon to have this problem, and you've sort of got two options. If you want to restring that weight, which you can do, you have to take off the interior trim, you know, the casing, which is between the sash and the wall. And once you do, you're going to notice this sort of wide cavity, about 3 to 4 inches wide. You physically detach that, and you're going to see sort of an opening behind there. And it may be in a younger window that the panel comes off easily, but generally when I fix this, you kind of take the casing off on the right and the left side. And this way you can get in, you can see where that weight is, and you can restring it up to those pulleys. I mean, you want to use a window chain if you're redoing it, not another rope, because the ropes are the things that break. The trick here, Cameron, is to get that trim off without damaging it so you're not making a bigger mess in a second project. And what I would tell you to do is to do this very carefully and with gravity in mind so you don't slip and cut yourself. You want to take a utility knife and run it between the window and the seam of the wall on the wall side, because this is where the trim is covering the edge of the sash. And if you can cut that sort of paint seam there, it will loosen it up and not like yank off any more of the drywall or chip any plaster. And it kind of helps you create less of a mess when you're putting this all back together. If you're not able to pull those nails out, but you can kind of pull it out an inch or an inch and a half, you can run a Sawzall sort of behind. It's like a hacksaw blade and cut the nails, which will give you that same effect of pulling that piece of wood off in a clean way. But you kind of just have to work very carefully in removing everything so that it goes back together carefully. Then just sort of patch anything that needs and repaint.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it. It's structurally sound, and I just don't think they build them like that nowadays.
Yeah, we love old houses here at the Money Pit.
Well, I thank you so much for calling me back, and I'll get my tools out and see if I can't pry that thing open and make the necessary repair.
All right. Good luck, Cameron. Let us know how it works out. All right. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, what should you do when your next DIY project is creating a useful space to do other projects? Well, we're going to share some tips on putting together a great garage workshop when the Money Pit returns. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, guys. Let us know how we can help you get those projects off your to-do list and put them on the to-done list. And, you know, spring, I feel like it's just so full of all kinds of projects to do around the house, inside, outside. And it's the time of year now to get your lawn and garden in order so that it looks amazing all summer long. And this is kind of where we set the stage for everything to bloom and grow and look great. So we have a really super prize to help you have the best backyard. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand. It's super easy to use. I mean, just effortless. One button, start, stop, right at the handle is going to keep that sprayer going. And the charge on that battery is going to give you 120 minutes of runtime. You can check it out at steinhome.com. Retails for about $89, but one lucky person is going to have a beautiful summer yard in no time. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We're going to head down to North Carolina, assuming we were above North Carolina, and we're going to talk to B. And what's happening at your Money Pit, B?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long. I rent a property of tenant who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met. Suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall. And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. How could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
All right. So I get it. They have a lot of clothes, and those suits do weigh quite a bit. But tell me, how was that closet rod supported in the first place? I mean, you mentioned it pulled the boards out of the wall, and a lot of times we see boards that have holes drilled into the middle of them, and then that board itself is attached to the wall, and that rod kind of sits inside that hole. I mean, is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation, but then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet. So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but the supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall, that literally pulled away from the wall. Everything pulled from the wall.
All right. So here's what you need to do. First of all, you've got to completely empty out the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of all of that assembly that you're describing. Now, what we're going to call here is something called cleating, which is a series of wood strips that you attach directly to the drywall on the long wall, but also on the short walls. And the first step is to make sure that these are solidly attached. Now, the cleating system is great. When I was doing home makeover shows, we would use cleats to attach, you know, custom-made headboards, upper cabinets, and it's sort of two pieces of wood. One wood is attached directly to the studs on the wall with a miter cut that angles toward the wall, and then the other piece is attached to, you know, the back of the cabinet or the back of the headboard with the miter cut going away from that. So when they sit on top of each other, they kind of lock in place. And they use this in, like, hotels as well to make sure things don't fall off the wall and people don't get hurt. It's definitely an awesome project, and it's definitely sturdy because you want to make sure everything is solidly attached. Now, that's how you're going to put all of your brackets up with this cleating system. And, you know, sometimes you just have to make sure that you're really going into the studs. The cleating system is going to give you a long, solid support where that shelf is going to go because, you know, you'll get studs, you'll get it into every stud, but you'll have a full, solid support. And remember, those studs are going to be about 16 inches on center. If you don't have a stud finder, just do the little knocking, and that'll kind of tell you what sounds hollow, what doesn't. Although I tell you, and Jim, tell me if I'm wrong, I
always think it sounds hollow. So I don't know. I definitely rely on a stud finder and, you know, driving a nail or two in just to confirm my suspicions of the stud's location.
And keep some toothpaste or some caulk in handy.
I mean, it's true. So it's like I don't really rely on the knocking system, but I've seen people do it, and Tom could do it well. He'd be like, click, click. Oh, yes, stud. Nope, not stud. And I'd be like,
you only got to do it to hit the first one, hopefully.
True. And then hopefully the measurements. All right. You always want to make sure, though, that you go with a drywall screw. Make sure everything is really just supporting itself in the right way. And then that shelf can kind of lock into that cleat. And then you can attach the closet rod to the bottom of that shelf. But that shelf needs to go into the cleat and then have sort of corner brackets that support it again against the wall so it's not leading forward. It's not a terribly difficult project, but you just have to make sure that everything is properly attached to the wall, because you know now that the suits are heavy, and if it is not properly attached and right into those studs, there is no magic fastener on earth that's going to hold the weight of that stuff up. So definitely just pay attention to where you're putting those supports in, and it will definitely take the weight of all of those suits.
That's great instruction.
All right, I hope that helps you out, B. Good luck with that project. Well, if you enjoy doing those DIY projects, having a dedicated space is essential for getting them done efficiently. But if you have a garage, that space can easily be transformed into a functional workshop without breaking the bank. We're going to share some tips here on how you can create a great garage workshop in just a weekend, including proper lighting, all for about $500. Now, the first step is to get a sturdy workbench with a solid top. Typically, we're looking at about 24 inches deep, 38 inches high.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Saddle up, folks. The Shasta County Arts Council invites you to a night of boots, booze, and balladry at Old City Hall in downtown Reading. May 2nd, 7 to 9, dust off your boots and bandanas for an evening of cowboy poetry, toe-tapping tunes, sweet treats, and boot-kicking fun. Tickets are $50 for public and $40 for Arts Council patrons. Each ticket includes one beverage from the bar. SCAC patrons, check your email for discount code.
Reserve a spot now at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Yeehaw!
Lumens per square foot of workspace when you are planning out your lightscape for the room. Now, you also want to make sure that your workshop has sufficient electrical service with enough outlets and capacity for whatever power tools or tools in general that you are working with. You want to place those outlets near that workspace to avoid extension cords and tripping hazards. And you might want to consider upgrading to 20 amp circuits if you've got less than that in your garage space, because that will give you better performance for all of the things that you want to power. Now, storage is essential, and you want good solutions here. So plan what items you need and think about how you can display them, how you can store them nearby, what has to be behind a closed cabinet door. Modular storage systems are great because they offer flexibility in how you arrange the shelves. They've got bins, they've got hooks, all the things that you need to kind of suit your specific needs for the projects that you are working on or the type of space you're creating. And a lot of garage storage systems are just available for convenience. So you might find something already put together that works perfectly well. For larger tools and supplies, you can just use those sturdy stackable plastic bins with lids. You're going to see what's right in there, but I also always make a little label that just tells me. So in case I'm looking quickly or it's a little dark, I can see exactly what's inside. And lastly, if you're going to be using that workshop during winter, you do want to think about heating options for comfort. There are a lot of affordable electric heaters available to keep that workspace cozy during those chilly project days. We've got a guide for garage heating right available to you at moneypit.com. Jim, who's next on the phone?
Leslie, we've got Gail in Virginia, who is hot and cold and hot and cold. What's going on there?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water constantly. Constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Now, is it too hot or too cold or what's going on?
Too hot. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat and I run out of hot water.
Now, all right, we know exactly what you've got going on here. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler and you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, like the tank is like a structure next to your boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
All right, so what you want to look for the next time you have the system service, you should be able to have a fix for this. There's a valve called a mixing valve, and the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160 or so degree water that comes right off the heating system, because you never want to have that full temperature going to your shower because you're going to get burned. All of those tankless coils, I mean, that's the system that you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. And those generally do have a mixing valve, and that mixing valve adds that cold water into it. This way you have two basic ways to adjust the temperature. And as you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house isn't going to heat quite so well because the radiators aren't getting as hot. So they're really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 and 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, you do need it to be higher.
Excellent.
You just need to find that mixing valve, make sure you have the technician identify it, show you how to operate it, and set it correctly because you don't want to keep messing around with this temperature difference. All right, good luck with your project.
Thank you. Bye now.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, we have HGTV's Boise Boys home improvement expert, Clint Robertson, stopping by, just giving us an update of what's going on in his home improvement world. So stick around. More coming up when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
No doubt you've heard us talk about the amazing line of Tapo security cameras from TP-Link, a convenient and effective way to keep your home safe. But what about a convenient way to keep your home clean? Well, a super easy solution is the Tapo RV70 Pro Ultra Robot Vacuum. And this high-tech cleaner is all about reusing and recycling. Armed with AI detection, this is an all-in-one self-circulation robot with easy wastewater treatment and minimal maintenance. Here's some deets. The Tapo RV70 actually extracts moisture from the air to enable self-sustaining and eco-friendly cleaning and maintain your preferred humidity levels. The water used for the mopping function is recycled and purified, so you never have to refill it. And the built-in AI recognizes furniture and pets. It's the Tapo RV70 Pro Ultra. Check it out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
The argument of Wall Street versus Main Street is a pile of nonsense.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The stock market was all over the place due to the expected tariffs, and guess what? Wall Street still made money. Mom and pop stores weren't even affected.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Well, we had so much fun when Clint Robertson of the Boise Boys visited us here last month at the Money Pit, and we asked him back because I didn't realize this. He was a finalist on The Apprentice, and you can find The Apprentice online right now, so we can all revisit Clint's season. Clint, welcome back to the Money Pit.
Yeah, happy to be back. We had such a good time, we got to do it twice.
Seriously, twice is nice. So tell us, this is amazing. I used to love The Apprentice. Feelings aside, everybody, about how you may or may not feel about the president. But was it amazing? Was it crazy? Was he wild?
The whole event was crazy. You wake up at 6 in the morning, or actually, you have to be on the streets by 6. You wake up like around 4, and you don't get to sleep till midnight for about 3 months straight. So they really get to the core of who you are. And it was just a phenomenal time. I loved every second of it. And the good news is my episodes aired. They aired. They've never been seen since on network television or on broadcast television. Prime Video on Amazon is now releasing every season, one a week, on Amazon Prime. So keep your eyes peeled for season 7. And you'll...
Don't spoil it for me. Did you win? Don't spoil it. I can't wait to see if you win.
Okay. All right. Well, well you shall be entertained, I promise you.
All right. Thank you so much, Clint. We can't wait to check out Building Boise, streaming online, and, of course, The Apprentice as well on Amazon Prime. I can't wait to see if you win or not. I'm so curious. Thanks again so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Clint.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Leslie, we've got Dewey looking to make some real estate income here. He has a 3-unit property, and, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. It isn't what Meatloaf exactly meant, I don't think, but one of them's not quite ready. What is going on there, Dewey?
I bought a 3-unit building where I live in one of the units. It was built in about 1905. And the basement unit has a really bad odor coming from one of the rooms. Prior to moving in, the unit had some pretty bad backed up sewage that flooded some of the unit. The room in question has carpet squares and kind of confirmed the smell's coming from the drywall. The room is on the sharing the exterior side of the house. So my question is how to figure out if it's from the flood, if there's leaking from the foundation, and if we do replace the drywall, making sure that that was the cause of the smell. The other thing is the exterior, there's some type of black material that was used to seal the sidewalk to the building, and what's the best way to seal that to make sure there's not leaking rainwater coming in as well?
Well, it's definitely great to have an investment unit. You know, having a building like that is so wonderful because it gives you a great return on investment. If you needed to live there, you could. But the issue here is that you've got some underlying conditions from this flood that definitely had some sewage in it, and that could be a health hazard. So you want to make sure that you tear up any of the drywall that was connected to that. And also if there was wiring, like if there was an outlet that was below that flood line, you've got to change the wiring, and you're going to have to do a fair amount of demolition there. But you would have to do it whether or not there was sewage. If there was water in the space, you would still have to change out the wiring. You would still have to remove that drywall. And it's just worse because there was sewage in the mix. And, you know, it's also kind of gross. The benefit here, guys, is that you could work with a remediation company. And they're really good at this. This is exactly what they do. They deal with leaks. They deal with floods. And not only do they get rid of anything that's impacted, they treat those wall cavities with the appropriate types of cleaning products to kill anything that's left behind, because you don't want to get biogas or have any bacteria living in there behind the wall that could make you super sick. I mean, it's definitely going to be a lot healthier if you're going to rent out that space to know that you've gone about the proper process of remediating any sort of issues from that sewage flood. But I do think you're going to have a big mess here on your hands. The other thing is the carpet. I mean, it's a really bad idea in general to have carpet. I mean, everybody loves a cozy floor, especially in a basement, but it's just a space that's so prone to moisture. There could be leaks. There could be flooding depending on the weather conditions. And even if your basement's been bone dry, you could get a crazy storm and end up with water in the basement. So you're better off having a floor that's water resistant, something that's like a solid surface that's meant to be used below grade. And then when you're all set, get a really cute area rug just to kind of make it feel cozy, and you can clean those as needed. All right, now in terms of the sidewalk that's outside, that's probably an asphalt sealant that was used between the sidewalk and the house. I mean, just generally speaking, on the outside of your house, you want to make sure that the water is draining away from the foundation, and if that sidewalk slab happens to pitch toward the house, that's a bad thing. I mean, no matter what you seal it with, you're not going to be able to stop the water from getting into that wall. So this would be a case where you would either have to tear out the concrete and replace it, or depending on how it's built, sometimes you can lift that concrete one section at a time and actually just repitch it. All right, it's a big project here, but you can definitely get it all back in working order and get that rental back on its feet. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, that washing machine, you know, by nature of its name, washes things, but could germs be hanging out in the washing machine between uses? We're going to share some tips on why you should be washing your washing machine, so stick around. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Where we make good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, spring really is the perfect time of year to get your lawn and garden in order so that it will look amazing all summer long. This is kind of setting the stage, you know, blooming color, keeping that yard looking great. But how do you do that? Well, I've got a great prize to help you get those projects done all around your yard this hour. Up for grabs, we have the Centurion 2-gallon lithium battery sprayer with USB charger and a metal wand, and it is totally effortless when you go to use it. It is a one-button start-stop. It's right at the handle. It keeps that sprayer going, and a full charge is going to give you about 120 minutes of runtime. The 14-inch metal wand has a brass nozzle, and it's going to give you a precise spray for every task, whether you are watering or fertilizing or even applying an herbicide. You can check it out online at steinhome.com. Retails for $89.99. We've got a beautiful summer yard headed out to one lucky caller. So, Jim, who's up on the phone?
Looks like we've got Jerry in Dayton, Ohio. How can we help you out today, Jerry?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I'm really interested in that Centurion garden sprayer. And I was hoping...
By Jerry, do you mean Jim? Jim, is this you? Jim, do you want the sprayer?
No, Leslie, I'm not allowed to win the sprayer.
Aw, Jim, I'm sorry. Let's get a real winner on the line.
All right, now we're heading to Connecticut. Leslie, we've got Nicole who's dealing with some noisy pipes. What's going on, Nicole?
Every time we flush the toilet and use a shower or wash a load of laundry, there's a well here and...
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Near it. So basically, the job of the expansion tank is It holds the water, and then it feeds off of the water from this tank when you're drawing it, and it has to go down to a certain point before it refills with more water that gets served through the pipes. So what I would have to say is just do a test. You know, have somebody else stand near the well and then run the faucets and turn them off and on and so on, and see if it's the well going on every time the water is being drawn, because that's not supposed to happen. And that could be putting a ton of wear and tear on the pump for the well. It's a lot of expense in terms of energy usage. And if you have the right type of tank in there, that could stop it from happening. If it's not the case, then it's most definitely going to be the water hammer. And you just fix that by securing the pipes to the underside of the floor joist structure. There's hangers for that. There's pipe clamps. It kind of really depends on how they're already installed, and just, you know, reattach them and make it better. There's also something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for the water. And it basically goes on the end of some of those water pipe lines and just takes the pressure off. So as it's settling down, it doesn't shake the pipe as much. Does that make sense?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for all your help.
All right, well, good luck with that project, Nicole. Hopefully everything quiets down.
Can't touch this. I'm here all week.
Well, did you know that your washing machine might not be washing the germs out of your family's clothing? You know, over the years, a washing machine can become contaminated with, this is gross, I'm going to say it, fecal bacteria, guys.
Ugh.
And that potentially leaves millions of germs behind in that laundry. Even worse, it could be possible that viruses will linger longer on clothing, and that potentially could infect those that come in contact with them. So to kill any viruses or bacteria, first you want to wipe the washer door and that all of the seals around the washer door, especially with a front load with a solution of 25% bleach and water. Now, unless white streaks are your thing, just be careful not to spill that bleach or have it come in contact with your clothing and really wipe it away and rinse it away. Next, you want to run the washer without clothing in it using just hot water and a half a gallon of bleach. That bleach will sanitize the machine and all of the plumbing components, and that's going to kill any virus or bacteria that's been left behind. Finally, you want to be sure to select the extra rinse option here. You have to make sure that all of that bleach is cleaned out before you run that next load, and if you don't give it that extra rinse, it could kind of linger and then stain the clothing, which, you know, with bleach is not fixable. So definitely a good idea to do this. I kind of do this twice a year in my house just because, kind of a spring and fall thing, but definitely add it at least once a year into your routine. You will be thankful you did. Jim is on the line.
Hi, Kelly. You've got the Money Pit. How can we help out?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
There's a great article that's going to walk you through all of the tips to kind of keep those rodents away on MoneyPit.com. But I think this is also a good case in terms of the insects, you know, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of stuff? You know, what kind of infestation do you have going on? I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat those specific insects, you know, a rodent's more like general management, whereas an insect is a very specific treatment for a very specific insect, and a pesticide professional or somebody that really does this for a living, they're going to know what they're targeting, how they're targeting, the right treatments for it. So, you know, and don't be afraid. You can go with these pesticide pros if you've got kids in the house and pets in the house. There is a product for every type of installation, but definitely that's where you start to get it under control. All right. I hope you get those guests out of your house quick.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. Leslie's last word this week has you doing some preventative plumbing that could save you a flood of money in the future. So stick around.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Marine Corps veteran Kevin Thompson from Phoenix noticed a lack of support for veterans dealing with PTSD, so he took matters into his own hands. Kevin started a peer-led support group called Silent Warriors, offering a space where veterans could talk openly about their struggles and find comfort in knowing they weren't alone. The group provides emotional support and connects veterans to local resources like counseling and therapy. Through his efforts, Kevin has helped dozens of veterans heal and thrive after their military service. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself. Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger and the introduction of Dodge Power Pro.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on. But even just leave us a message with what kind of projects you've got planned for this summer at your Money Pit. We're looking to customize our content here to really fix some of the stuff that you are working on. So don't worry about it. Just shoot us a call and say, hey, my top five projects this summer are X, Y, and Z. I want to build a deck. I want to paint some rooms. Whatever it is that you have going on, we can lend a hand. Remember, you can also email us questions, and I've got one here. Jim, who wrote in?
Well, this is a writer-inner, to use a Leslie phrase.
I like that it's made a comeback.
Yeah. Call back. This is Jack, and he wrote in saying, my outside light post isn't working as a light fixture, but the plug seems okay. I added some string lights, but then the breaker tripped. I went back and re-snapped that breaker, but several days later it happened again. And I'm just going to have to call an electrician, do you think? Or do you have something I might be able to check on my end prior to calling an electrician?
All right. Well, I do know that breakers are not supposed to be turned off like a light switch like that. But it's definitely going off for a reason. You know, a circuit breaker exists to prevent that wiring from overheating and then catching on fire. And it's matched to the size of the wire. So if it's a number 14 wire, it means it's going to have a 15-amp breaker. And if that breaker keeps going off, it means that either that wire is being used to carry too much current. And that can happen if you've got, say, I don't know, say you've got an air conditioner plugged in and then you plug in the vacuum or the hair dryer and then it pops. So you know you're drawing too much service to go through that wire and that is definitely causing it to pop. But it also can go off if you're getting a short and that can be dangerous, especially when you're talking about some outside lighting. So this is really way past the skill of the average homeowner. You should call in an electrician and kind of figure out what's going on. And quite frankly, if this old light fixture is just kind of, you know, not up to date, you're better off just getting a new one anyway, and it's going to have a built-in ground fault as opposed to just adding that ground fault circuit interrupter to that circuit itself. It might even be less expensive overall, but definitely unsafe with what you're doing, and you need to get to the bottom of it. All right, when the lights are flickering, that's a bad sign, you guys.
Even a tiny water leak can cause a lot of damage over time. If you've got a spare half hour, you can easily check for leaks in and under all the sinks in your home. Leslie tells us how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
All right, well, here is the best way that you can check for leaks in your sink. First of all, you want to turn each faucet on and run it full blast for a minute or two. Then, with a bright flashlight, inspect the drain under that sink. If no leak is spotted, close the stopper, let the sink fill up until it hits that overflow valve there. Do not walk away during this part because some faucets can still fill a sink faster than that overflow can drain it, and then you're going to end up with a big mess. Now, after that water has been running through that overflow for another minute or two, check the drain again under the sink. If still no leak, your sink is good to go. You kind of do this sink to sink, check everything out. You also want to check your toilets for leaks. You can pour a bit of food coloring into the toilet tank. Wait 20 minutes and then go back in and look at that bathroom and check to see if the bowl, if the water in there at all has become colored in any way. If that green or blue or whatever you put in that tank sort of leaks through, you have a leaky flush valve and you can replace that super duper duper easy. It's a definite do-it-yourself project. It takes no time at all. You just have to turn off the water flow to that toilet. Super affordable, great way to make that toilet more efficient. So you're not just wasting all your money down the drain. All right, guys, you know, it's been a busy hour here for the team at Money Pit, so thank you so much for joining us. Coming up next week on the show, stone walls are synonymous with strength, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all. We're going to share some tips on building a stone wall that will stand the test of time. Thanks again, guys. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want...
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way. Dana Perino will be in the entire hour. A brand new book is out. I wish someone had told me the best advice for building a great career and meaningful life. We have also a lot of things going on that we're following today, including had a chance to talk to Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth about all the controversial things swirling around. We'll bring you some of that. Also, I'm a little outraged. I cannot wait to talk to Dana about this. I'm just reading about this editorial about Bill Maher. And when you talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm and the man behind it, Larry David, he says basically in a mocking, tongue-in-cheek way, what it was like to have dinner with Hitler, and compares it to Bill Maher and use some of the quotes from Bill Maher describing Trump. This idiot actually thinks it's a clever thing to do to compare the current president with over 50% of the country voting for him to Hitler. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Harvard has the right to do terrible things and encourage students to do terrible things and have teachers teach terrible things, but they don't have the right to get money from the federal government. So they're going to lose this lawsuit.
I hope so. Harvard digs in to fight for their billions and sues Trump's for billions for cracking down on anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism and anti-conservative doctrine on their campuses. But by fighting, I believe Trump has won.
Number two.
The president wants America to get a fair deal. He's really trying to reverse not only decades of globalizing that have cost American jobs and Americans the ability to make a good living, but also it's about securing the country.
And that's why I think the deals are starting to come. The market's up 801 points as Vice President Vance closes in on a first major new deal with India. Despite China warning, you better not cut a deal with America. Guess who's next? Japan and then South Korea. How will the markets respond? Drum roll, please. Well,
number one.
I'm here to talk about the fact that he represents a very big problem with this administration, that they have no problem scooping somebody up based on tattoos and vibes and sending them to a foreign country's prison.
That is Maxwell Frost, a Democrat congressman from Florida. The befuddling obsession with Kilmer Obrego Garcia by Dems. It will not subside as Trump and the courts fight about his expulsion tactics and more illegal migrant gangs find themselves in the crosshairs of Tom Homan's warriors. I mean, some of the things they're doing to pick these people up, I didn't even know the names of these gangs, but they've been unwinding them. Can you imagine letting 8 million people in, 2.5 million gotaways, and getting mad that some people shipped out might be in trouble when they go back to their country that they left? Who cares where they left? I don't care about an MS-13 guy that might have a gang rivalry in another country. You don't tell me, you don't belong in Maryland. You came here and you committed crime after crime. So I'm done with you. How about this? They asked the chairman and the speaker, can I have money to go to El Salvador? And they said no. So Democrats won anyway. And the NRCC said is offering to pick up the tab for House Democrats eager to hang out with their new poster child in El Salvador, they write. Illegal immigrant, MS-13 gang member, and alleged domestic abuser. We have one condition. Live stream the whole thing. Snap plenty of selfies with your MS-13 buddies. The same violent criminals you're trying to reimport into American neighborhoods to rape, kill, and terrorize. If out-of-touch House Dems are so desperate to cozy up to violent gang members, the least they can do is let America watch the show. I love it. Send it as a troll over and over again. I don't get it. I think the ads are going to roll right off. But listen to how clueless Jamie Raskin is. He's warning El Salvador, President Trump won't be around forever. We're not going to forget what you did. Really? You are threatening a Central American neighbor who already signed up for the Belt and Road program, sadly, under, drum roll please, Joe Biden, and is now allowing China to infiltrate. Trump is making inroads with them, and now you're threatening them? Listen to Jamie Raskin. Cut eight.
President Bukele, who's declared himself a dictator, and the other tyrants, dictators, autocrats of the world have to understand that the Trump administration is not going to last forever. We're going to restore strong democracy to America, and we will remember who stood up for democracy in America and who tried to drive us down towards dictatorship and autocracy.
Right. Well, we're really going to make them pay the price. Do you think the leader of El Salvador could care less? He actually made those streets safer than the ones in Maryland where you're from. He actually made them safer than the ones in New York where I'm living. So believe me, he's not worried about using American aid. What he's already done is got tired of waiting for it. So what he did is did it himself. And then went and did a deal with China, which I hope we can undo under Trump. But that's just how clueless they are. Good luck with that. So look, were there some problems when they picked this guy up the way they did it? Out of all the people they picked up, he might have been one issue that they need to get a lawyer involved with. But I have no problem with anything else. I did not know this. ICE arrested this guy, Harpreet Singh, an illegal immigrant wanted in his original country of India for connections with terrorist activities, including planning more than a dozen grenade attacks on police officials, and is linked to another group I never heard of, BKI, a foreign terrorist organization. BKI, they say, is a religious extremist separatist group and started in the late 1970s. It's been taking
used and actually done political assassination, armed attacks. And guess what? He thought it would be a great idea to come here. So they arrested him yesterday. Pretty cool. So that's where we stand. In terms of shipping them out, getting them out legally, Jonathan Turley weighed in last night just on these cases of TDA and MS-13 and what the holdup is right now, because it was frozen on Saturday night, cut 11.
You are going to need people like Chief Justice John Roberts and Barrett. You're going to need them for major cases that will define the legacy of this presidency. So there is a need to be cautious with these cases.
And almost every case seems to go to the Supreme Court. Dana Perino just joined us in studio, according to our reporters on the scene. She's from America's Newsroom, co-anchor of The Five, and out with a brand new book today called I Wish Someone Had Told Me, The Best Advice for Building a Great Career and Meaningful Life. Never been in a gang, though, right?
No.
No gang.
I was trying to think of something clever. No, I was not in a gang. And I have no tattoos. Do you?
You want to show me?
Gen X has no tattoos.
Right. Gen X? You Gen X?
Well, yes. Aren't you?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yes, you are.
Quick
We're the same age. Don't we have the same birthday? Like around?
Are you May 9th?
Yes.
May 7th.
There you go.
There you go. Couple of things. Do you believe that? I thought that was so funny what the Republican Senate committee did and said, do me a favor, we will pay for the Codel for those House members.
Yeah.
If you take printed pictures and do some selfies with TDA and with MS-13 down in El Salvador. Doesn't it seem somewhat, I watched you last night, doesn't it seem somewhat surreal that this is still like the lead story everywhere?
It is. It's one of those things where I think, I was thinking of the phrase, never meet your heroes. Okay, because sometimes you'll be disappointed. But I was thinking about it this way, because Gutfeld's been saying on The Five, why do the Democrats always pick the least favorable people, or the least likable people, or the least of us, right, to be the ones that they champion?
George Floyd.
Yeah. He had another one, too. I can't remember
Michael Brown.
Yeah, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, that turned on. Yeah. Jussie Smollett.
Yep.
And then they go to the mat for them. And then they get embarrassed, and then, well, okay, then they just move on to the next one. This one, I think, is going to stick for a while. It's not that I don't think that every day I wake up, believe that the administration is going to find an off-ramp here to take Garcia, say, okay, bring him back here, and now we're going to send him to this third country, which is what they should have done in the first 24 hours, and then we wouldn't be dealing with this. The president's about to celebrate the first 100 days or mark the occasion, and he has a lot to celebrate. For example, the number one issue for Americans was either the border or immigration, border or the economy. On the border, he solved it in days. Now, it didn't take 100 days. It took less than 20 days to reverse what Biden had allowed. Now, the difficulty is, one, reminding everybody that he did that, except for the last 4 weeks, this story has been leading the news cycle.
But in a way, it's not as bad. I mean,
it's not as bad because the Democrats made it worse. Yeah,
because he kind of likes it. It's like, let's look at this guy, wife beater. Right. How do we know? In our own hands, she wrote the police report out, how brutal it was. And then you have MS-13. I look at the police report. You have these gang experts say this guy is, this is what he is.
On that point.
That's also written out.
I was watching Shannon Bream on Fox News Sunday, and we're watching the Chris Van Hollen interview, and when she asked him, did you ask him if he was in a gang, MS-13? And he goes, no, I didn't know because I already know the answer. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that. Because MS-13 has been a horrible, evil presence in Maryland. So the constituents that he says he's concerned about have been they've been dealing with the consequences of MS-13 being in their area.
Right. And he says,
he's like, I already know what his answer to that is.
So it doesn't matter who he is. No, it matters everything about who it is. It doesn't for a legal expert like Andy McCarthy. I understand Andy was on with you. He was on with me, too. He said, Brian, he shouldn't have been shipped out. If he made a mistake, just go grab him.
Just go fix it. Right.
Senator Kennedy said the same thing. He's like, well, he's a bad guy. Admit it. But just, you know, we shouldn't have sent him there. But you know what's interesting? When they picked him up, they asked him, are you afraid to go back to El Salvador? You know what he said? No.
He said no. Right.
So that's a little important. So let's talk about your book I read last night. Thanks for including me in it.
Thank you for being a part of it.
Thanks for your nice words for your introduction.
Yeah.
But I started reading it at the same time Caitlin, my daughter, is graduating from college.
Perfect.
So she graduates in June.
Yeah.
And she's
Good job, Dad. That's the second child to graduate from college?
Yeah, well, they're all graduating this year. Brian from law school.
Congrats.
Kirsten from getting her master's in education.
Wow.
And then Caitlin's going to get
Caitlin's the youngest?
The youngest.
Oh, my gosh. Life goes by fast.
Yeah.
I thought there was still one younger. Okay.
No, I'm sorry for rushing her. but no, she's going to be out soon. I'm biased, but unbelievable personality. But she's the one who didn't know exactly what she wants to do next. And that's why Gutfeld's description was really interesting because, you know, don't say follow your passion. Find out where good people are. You meet good people when you go out and get involved in things, and then you work your way through. Don't look to get your career right away. Also, Mike Rowe said, he said that you date your job, you marry your career. Your career is your spouse.
And he says, and there's a difference.
Right, as usual.
Yeah, I loved putting this book together. It started with the first book I wrote that was purely about mentoring. This is my fourth book total, but that book was called Everything Will Be Okay. And I remember we got it for your girls at the time.
Yep.
Right, because it was perfect for them.
Yeah.
And then I realized post-COVID that a couple of things were happening. One, work had changed. Artificial intelligence is coming. And I still had people that I'd been mentoring for 10 or 15 years coming to me with questions, but now they're executives. They're becoming moms and dads. They're managers. And they're also starting to deal with all the other things of life, which is there something more to this than just work? And I still have all the people asking, what should I do? So I was like, let me just refresh this. But I don't have all the answers. I'm not a mom. And also, I did not want this book solely to be for young women. I really wanted to broaden it out so that it was for men and women. So I went and asked people like you, Mike Rowe, Trey Gowdy, Jesse Waters, everybody from The Five participated, everyone on Fox and Friends, Charles Payne, for example. Dirk Bentley is a friend of mine. Had him in there. Paul Morrow, who I think is an incredible addition to Fox News, but was one of our best friends. Right, talking about career changes. Right. Or so like you talk about how you got started and how you knew that when that red light turned on for the first time, you loved it.
Right. I love being on the CB radio.
Love that. Did you have a walkie talkie name?
Yes. I was, for some reason, I was Red Badger.
I was Big Bird. My sister was Cookie Monster.
Right. Yeah. Now, did you have a home unit or because mine was hooked to the car?
It was in the car because it was not in Denver, but on my family's ranch. That's how they would communicate with each other.
Oh, so you actually needed it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It wasn't a toy.
Right. Because with us, I mean, there was no OnStar. So right. I remember convincing my father, you got to get it. And then just I didn't realize it was an accessory on the car.
On the car.
So I would just put the car on and I would just sit in the car and talk to strangers. What could go wrong? one time I totally drained the battery. I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, I thought I could leave it on. He goes, not that way. You got to turn to the left.
Oh my gosh. That's
all right. So listen, Dana Perino's got her book out. It's called I Wish Someone Had Told Me, Destined to Be Number One. Don't be last to get it. The best advice for building a great career and a meaningful life. She's going to be with us a little bit longer. Dana's sticking around. Don't move.
Increasing your intelligence quotient.
What the hell did you just say?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who raised over $300,000 to help a senior waitress from Pittsburgh makes today's Dean's List. Tammy Konzier and her son were eating dinner at a local restaurant when they met 81-year-old Betty. Tammy started a conversation with their kind server and found out that Betty couldn't retire. She just didn't have enough money to cover the bills. So Tammy decided to do something and shared Betty's story online with a GoFundMe page that started with a $25,000 goal. People were so touched by Betty's story that the donations kept rolling in, with over 13,000 people helping. In just 3 days, they raised over $319,000 to help Betty retire. In another video, Tammy was near tears, updating everyone on how much money they had all helped bring in. She said, quote, I'm overwhelmed with joy with all the messages because I never knew this was going to happen. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Dallas Homeland Security investigations say they arrested Robert King, now accused of making terroristic threats against ICE agents, and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. King is a U.S. citizen and was arrested in McKinney, Texas. ICE sources shared those posts with Fox. In one Facebook post, he says, quote, if I see ICE agents in my neighborhood, I am opening fire. It is time to stop being blank and put the Second Amendment to work. ICE are not real cops. They are a secret police force with no real legal authority. Kill them. In another post, King reposted an article about DHS Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the mega El Salvador prison where alleged Tren de Aragua members were taken. He wrote in part, quote, I truly hope, and I mean this with all my heart, that Kristi Noem meets a horrible and agonizing demise. Secretary Noem has said, if you threaten or attempt to harm a law enforcement officer, you will be found and prosecuted. Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome to El Salvador, home to breathtaking sunsets, world-class surf breaks, and gangbanger Kilmer Abrego Garcia. El Salvador is the destination for Democrats seeking the thrill of bringing violent criminal illegal aliens back to America.
That is a little of the ad that was just put out by Republicans who can't believe they're in this fight. Dana Perino is here. Her book is out. I wish someone had told me the best advice for building a great career and meaningful life. Dana, you like the sarcasm, am I correct on that ad?
I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, it was fantastic. But you know what I like about, just getting back to your book for a second, I like the fact that you're doing this, and I'm sure you figured this out on graduation. And it's not so much high school. High school's June in New York anyway, Northeast, but May. That's when people usually get out.
It is, and there's two things. Everybody has that end of school feeling and that back to school feeling. And that lasts your entire life. And so because this book is not just for people who are just graduating high school, it really, for me, I think it's for ambitious high schoolers through to like age 40, 45, men and women, right? And I also think that it's good for managers of younger people, because we don't have all the answers when we get older, and you have to have some sort of fresh ideas to pass along. I was really impressed with, for example, Greg Gutfeld's advice. I think that it's very, very good. One of the things I asked him about was what it was like to be fired so many times. And he talks about how it was always blessings, because he would take risks. He got fired. He's like, oh, okay, well, I'll pick myself up and move on and be able to succeed. And he has wildly. So there's a lot in there for people, not just graduates, but certainly May is a time when people start to think, all right, I'm ready for a little self-improvement and a kick in the pants.
So Charles Payne is a fascinating story, too, right?
Unbelievable.
He grew up, and it was relatively middle class. His parents get divorced.
Well, they were his military family.
Military family.
Yep, and he, when he was a young kid, until he was about 11 or 12, he used to wear a suit to school, and he carried a briefcase to school. He was Alex P. Keaton. There was an estrangement in the marriage of his parents, and one day, and he talks about this in his own book in his life, his dad had some PTSD from Vietnam, and there was some trouble in the marriage. The mother one day tells the boys, Charles and his two brothers, it's time to go, and she drove them up to Harlem, and they lived in one bedroom, all four of them together, in a two-bedroom apartment of her mother's. And all of a sudden, he found himself going to school in Harlem, and he talks about how trying to hide his light, right? That the worst thing you could do was to seem smart. So he dialed things back. And education to him is so important, and I really love talking to him about that for his.
He was also fearful of safety. He said it was a really rough neighborhood, and he understood both sides of it.
And he also talked about, like, his first job was one where he was working in a bodega, and the guy gave him a ton of responsibility, and he loved it, but he had to deal with bullies every day. Like, amazing things that he came through in order to be our colleague today.
Right, and you got to see how hard he works to prepare for the investment advice.
And how much he gives back, you know, that's another part of this book. I did a large chapter called What Do You Do Afterwards? Like, how do you make it meaningful? Like, he's a volunteer for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Harlem, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. Dana Perino, some more time, quality time with her. Big day. I wish someone had told me.
On top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox on Justice. Dallas Homeland Security investigations say they arrested Robert King, now accused of making terroristic threats against ICE agents and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. King is a U.S. citizen and was arrested in McKinney, Texas. ICE sources shared those posts with Fox. In one Facebook post, he says, quote, "If I see ICE agents in my neighborhood, I am opening fire. It is time to stop being blank and put the Second Amendment to work. ICE are not real cops. They are a secret police force with no real legal authority. Kill them. In another post, King reposted an article about DHS Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the mega El Salvador prison where alleged Tren de Aragua members were taken. He wrote in part, quote, "I truly hope, and I mean this with all my heart, that Kristi Noem meets a horrible and agonizing demise." Secretary Noem has said, if you threaten or attempt to harm a law enforcement officer, you will be found and prosecuted. Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman from South Carolina wanted in a murder investigation has been found and arrested in the Netherlands. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force announcing that 33-year-old Kendra Wilson was arrested by Dutch police April 4th. She and her mother, Cynthia Wilson, were wanted in connection with the 2021 murder of 29-year-old Connor Ethan Floyd. He was Kendra's ex-boyfriend and the father of her child. Floyd was found lying in his driveway shot on August 18th, 2021. He later died of his injuries at the hospital. Kendra allegedly fled the country with her 4-year-old daughter this March after she found out she was being charged in Floyd's murder. Her mom was arrested March 28th. Authorities told Fox News Digital Kendra and her child were living at what was described as a refugee camp. Both Wilson women are facing charges of accessory and conspiracy to commit murder charges. Kendra's daughter will be cared for by family members. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You remember when this all started, the first go around, because this is the second go around, right? They peddle old stuff, they kick it back up. I said repeatedly, no one's texting war plans. You know why I said that? Because I'm in the bowels of the Pentagon every single day. Just 10 minutes ago, I was looking at actual war plans of things that were ongoing or pending things to happen, because that's on a regular basis, on classified systems. That's my job. For the war fighters, for the President of the United States. I look at war plans every single day. What was shared over Signal, then and now, however you characterize it, was informal, unclassified coordinations for media coordination and other things. That's what I've said from the beginning. At the beginning, it was left-wing reporters from The Atlantic who got a hold of it and then wanted to create a problem for the president. This is what it's all about, trying to get at President Trump and his agenda.
So that was Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, who joined me earlier about this whole Signal situation that he had at the same time with the first Houthi attacks. We've hit him for like 18 straight days, by the way, Dana. But he's just saying that was in that Signal chat, was not top secret information. We haven't seen that yet. They did have a name for it. They did name it. I've wrote it down here somewhere. Clubhouse or here it is. The Huddle, Team Huddle, was the name of that group that has brother and wife on it. So your thoughts about where Pete goes from here?
Well, I think that he came on Fox and Friends this morning to help try to clarify things. And what I heard from him is that he would much rather be focused on everything that he needs to do that is a huge, huge job.
China.
So much to do. He doesn't want to have to be dealing with this kind of thing. But that's why you have to run a tight ship so that you don't have to deal with this kind of thing. And I think that there are still some unanswered questions. The Signal chat stuff, I feel like, not good, but also something that, like, you move on from and be like, oh, whoops, I guess we can't do it that way. We have to find another way to communicate. I get that. And maybe the government needs to come up with a better way for everyone to communicate. Like, so I think that can be dealt with pretty easily. I guess, to be honest, I've read a lot, but I'm still confused about the people who have been let go within his inner circle. These are people that he's known for a long time. They are close with him, but now they're being characterized as disgruntled employees. They're doing interviews. They're out and about. And one thing that the D.C. media loves, not just D.C. media, is a story like that. And it's hard to make that go away if the people that were fired don't know and don't understand why they were fired and they want to clear their name. And if you are going to insult them by saying that they're disgruntled employees, that usually will mean that they will retaliate in some way. So I don't know how this ends. I feel like we're kind of at the beginning of this story, not at the end.
But I just know how much longer. He's only been there 100 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
It's three
not
guys.
Not even that, because it took him a while to get confirmed.
That's absolutely true. Now, did you have Pete in your book?
He is. No.
Okay.
Joey Jones is in the book.
Okay, got
it. Yep.
So a couple of things. I love the way you structured it. First off, I just thought it was going to be a series of essays. I did the games do count. 72 people just did their essays and gave my opinion after. What you did is meet the people, had the questions, and then you would let them, different people, answer questions throughout the book. Why did you format it like that?
Well, I don't have all the answers, and I have a lot of great people in my life that have succeeded.
You had all the questions.
Most of them came from nothing, right? And had some struggles along the way, as everybody does. And that's kind of like the rich part of life is great. The other thing is I wrote everybody's little bio with great affection because I appreciate their time. I know how busy everybody is and that they were willing to give me thoughts about, for example, Martha McCallum talking about, as a young mother, she would never let herself think more than 3 months ahead. And I thought that was advice worth passing on so that for the young mothers I'm now mentoring, they can understand, like, okay, you don't have to worry about
college
how they're going to get into college when they're still just going to daycare, like, in order to figure out a way to love those moments. Or what it's like to decide to leave a job. I talked to Trey Gowdy about that. He left the prosecutor's office in order to run for Congress. He was in Congress, and he thought, you know what? This isn't working for me either. I've done what I came to do, and now you can move on. I also talked to my friend Michelle Chase. She's fabulous. She is a human resources expert. You can ask her anything about when to leave a job, what's best on her resume. Dan Barr, actually, I met this guy. He's incredible. He grew up on Long Island near where you grew up, and his name is Dan Barr. His dad was a firefighter. I think his brothers are as well. He worked his way up, has his own sort of human resources consulting firm, works with mid-sized companies all across the country. His HR advice is excellent. One thing I love about this guy, father of four, one of his sons, I think the oldest, he became a Navy SEAL. And do you know that that young man is now about to, graduate from priesthood school?
Get out of seminary?
Yeah, seminary. He's going to become a priest.
So
can you
from
imagine
Navy
a Navy SEAL,
SEAL
priest? That's unbelievable.
I've never heard of that in my life.
I said, that's a great character for a book.
Oh, my goodness.
As Peter said, my husband, he said, yeah, he could kill you, but he won't.
that's a great slogan. What about Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy says, you asked the question, what are your natural talents? How does one discover their own natural talents? This would help Katie. The way to identify, he says, is to look at the tasks you do day-to-day life and notice what you're good at, what's effortless. Maybe it's training your pets or fixing things when they're broken in the house. The point is, we're all better at some things. Find out what that is.
And also, I love that advice from Jimmy. I love the fact that he was driving a taxi to make ends meet, and then he was writing jokes at 4 in the morning in order to try to keep fresh and to make some money that way. He would do stand-up at night. He would also do networking. You talk about that. I asked, what is the best advice you've been given, and what is your favorite piece of advice to give? And you talked about how networking is key. And giving back is key.
Yep.
One of the things that you do is something that I do, but you do it in a great way, where you have these big networking lunches for the staff here at Fox.
Right.
I learned about those and thought, that is genius and also super generous of you.
But I felt bad because none of the 20-somethings, number one, couldn't go to the office. They get hired, never saw anyone during the pandemic. Number two is that they weren't talking to each other.
Yep.
And so they were on different floors. And one of the kids I coached, now they're not kids, they're in their 20s, is in the accounting firm. And no offense to accountants, but they're not like, they don't have the personalities that we have. Like the more outgoing, we have to interact with how many people every day? So I go, what if they could just meet each other? And then they start little speeches and they start talking.
This is something I think that this book is very good for young people that have anxiety. So if you know somebody, even I would say like in their 20s and 30s, if you have somebody who is very anxious, I think that this book can help because one, it makes you realize, okay, I'm not alone in having some of these thoughts. But two, there's some very practical things in there. For example, my particular advice is you have to make yourself go to one or two events a month. And that's not a lot. Okay, a month goes by pretty quickly, but if you are planning to get out there, you have to have something. And one of the best questions to start off with at an event like that is, hey, tell me, how did you make your first dollar? Those are great
questions.
That's
a great question.
But let me ask you, how did you make your first dollar?
My first dollar was probably, what was I selling? I think I might have been selling something. How did I make my first dollar? I think the first job I ever had was washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Literally washing dishes in a catering hall. I mean, there was no glory to it. The other thing, I got duped. There was this place called Pizzeria Uno. I'm like, wow, they go, I'm going to be a waiter for the first time. Not a busboy. I'm going to be a waiter. So I'm waiting tables, and I'm like noticing. I'm like, why are the pans? Is anyone here washing these pans? They go, oh, we take shifts. Three of us wait the tables. One washes the dishes, and we rotate. I go, wait a second. So I had to wash deep dish pizza pans and then go out and wait on people. I was smelly. I was soaked. I felt like I was duped. I still haven't gotten remuneration for that, but it was kind of cool. People felt bad for me. I would just say, listen, sorry, I'm sweaty. I was washing dishes. They didn't tell me I had to do that.
One of the practical pieces of advice I have in there is I talk a lot about my personal relationship with Peter and how none of what I have achieved would matter at all without him. And we talked about, I said something about our first date when we were in New Orleans after we met on the airplanes about 6 weeks later. And we went to breakfast and he was paying the bill. And I said, make sure to double the tip. And he said, what? And he hadn't heard this before because in England it's not as big a deal. I said, but I waited tables. And breakfast is the hardest meal, in my opinion, because people are very particular about how their eggs are cooked and their coffee and their toast because they want it exactly how their mom made it. And it's just annoying as can be. And the price point isn't that high. So the agitation for the waiter is higher, the service requirement is higher, but the bill is lower. So you get a dollar on a meal. No, always double or triple the breakfast tip. So there's big, broad things be curious, because that will help you in life. Be humble, but also double the tip. It'll make you better.
But also, didn't you say to yourself, you felt attracted to him, you met him, but didn't you say to him you didn't know if you should follow through or not?
Well, I knew I wanted to be with him. So just so the audience knows, he's 18 years older than me. He's British. I met him on an airplane and I was working on Capitol Hill. I had a pretty good career trajectory at the time. And what I was mostly worried about was I liked the idea of the adventure of going to be with him. I was mostly afraid of what people would think about me deciding to be with a man who was 18 years older than me. And I was so obsessed with what other people would think about me. And then a family friend pulled me aside at Christmas and she says, tell me about him. What's going on? Tell me everything. And I said, well, I'm just sort of... And she said, oh, do not give up on this chance to be loved. It might be your only shot. And my biggest piece of advice that I pass on to everyone is that choosing to be loved is not a career-limiting decision. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
It can make all the difference.
Yeah.
Yes. Your career might look different. There might be compromises in terms of where you live, depending on what your spouse does. But it has been the biggest difference maker in my life.
Now, do you think Bill Belichick heard that story and that's what he's doing? Because he's dating a 24-year-old and he's 70.
They look like they're having a lot of fun.
They do, really, don't they?
She doesn't seem to care what anyone thinks. And neither does he.
Right.
And that's another piece of advice I remind people in here in the essays that I write for the book, is that just when you think that everybody else is thinking about you and judging you, you have to remember, they're not. Because they're thinking about themselves. It's just human nature. You always think about yourself and how everything is going to affect you first.
So, Jerry Colangelo owns the Phoenix Suns, right?
Okay.
So, I asked him when he was in my book, It's How You Play the Game. I said, if they went pro, they weren't eligible for it. So, what was your own most indelible moment, right? And he said, well, I was a pretty good athlete, and it's in seventh grade, and they go, we're going to do layups. So, I said, okay. So, I let everyone line up on the right side. He goes, no. Who's ever on the right side, go to the left. Who's ever on the left side, go to the right. And he was the first to go. And he didn't know how to develop his left hand.
Mm.
So in front of, he says, maybe 60, 70 people, he blows the layup. And he goes, you're cut. He goes, you're cut. He goes, you have to develop. He goes, you have to develop your whole game. Don't just think you're going to be a one-handed player here. He walks home, right? He plays, practices every single day. He's going to show the coach, going to show the coach up. He comes back. The same thing, nails the layup, does his plays, ends up being captain of the team, ends up being all the way through high school. He meets the coach again, and he tells the coach the story. He goes, I don't remember any of that. That moment, it means so much to you.
Wow.
They don't really, like, think about it. Like, we put too much thought into what they're doing.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me of when I got kicked out of the Oval Office one time, and I was a deputy, and I had just started, and I went there for Dan Bartlett to do an interview prep for the president, but then the president didn't want to do the interview because he thought it was an off-the-record conversation with David Ignatius about Iran, but David Ignatius thought it was an interview, and I was just there to help brief, and the president says, I'm not doing an interview with him, and therefore, she doesn't need to be here. And he looked at me and went like cocked his head to the right, like to show me the door. And I melted. I wanted to die. I had only worked there for like a week. And I went to my office. I pulled my little pocket door behind me and I called my husband and I was tearful. I didn't cry, but I was tearful. And he said, what happened? And I told him. And Peter said, well, just think, for the rest of your life, you can say, I've been kicked out of better places than this. Again, Peter being the hero.
Yeah.
10 years later, I'm on the book tour with President Bush, and I'm just trying to, like, entertain him. I said, oh, my gosh, sir, do you remember when you kicked me out of the Oval Office? And he said, I never kicked you out of the Oval Office. I said, no, don't you remember? And I remember every single detail. I remember what I was wearing. I remember I can still feel that shame and the humiliation and everything. And then the president goes, no, Dana, I don't remember that at all. And then he goes, are you still upset about it? And I said, a little. And he goes, I think you can let it go.
Wow. So it's just amazing. Like, you know, or for example, let's say how many times this happened, whether it's a boss or somebody you know, and they'll walk by you. And you're like, wow, what's that person mad at? Like, what did I do to them? Right? And next thing you know, it's like, I don't even remember that. Like, you interpret what someone's body language. That's what I would do. So therefore, you project that on them.
I don't know if any of your children are like this, but I'm like this. I would wake up in the morning, and before I had left my room, I had thought I was in trouble for something. Like, I would anticipate, like, my dad must be mad at me for something. Like, he never was. But I would be like, oh, my gosh, what did I do wrong? And so when President Bush would call me to the Oval Office, he would ask his assistant. He'd say, ask Dana to come over and tell her nothing's wrong. And do you know who does that today? Jay Wallace, our boss.
He does that.
Yeah. It's a rare occurrence. Yeah. He'll be like, hey, Dana, can you come by? And it's nothing bad. I'm like, okay, thanks.
A few more minutes with Dana Perino. Her book is out today. I wish someone had told me the best advice for building a great career and a meaningful life. And Dana, you got some money this morning because I downloaded it. I'm an ebook guy. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman from South Carolina wanted in a murder investigation has been found and arrested in the Netherlands. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force announcing that 33-year-old Kendra Wilson was arrested by Dutch police April 4th. She and her mother, Cynthia Wilson, were wanted in connection with the 2021 murder of 29-year-old Connor Ethan Floyd. He was Kendra's ex-boyfriend and the father of her child. Floyd was found lying in his driveway shot on August 18th, 2021. He later died of his injuries at the hospital. Kendra allegedly fled the country with her 4-year-old daughter this March after she found out she was being charged in Floyd's murder. Her mom was arrested March 28th. Authorities told Fox News Digital Kendra and her child were living at what was described as a refugee camp. Both Wilson women are facing charges of accessory and conspiracy to commit murder charges. Kendra's daughter will be cared for by family members. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. The key to living a long life is to eat a lot of meat when you're young and then transition to vegetables as you age. That's according to a study by researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia. Analysts looked at food supply and demographic data from over 100 countries between 1961 and 2018, taking into account factors like population size and national wealth. They found that young children live longer when animal protein makes up a large portion of their diet. That's because meat contains essential amino acids and nutrients like iron and zinc, which are easily absorbed. But adults over 60 benefit more from plant-based proteins like peas, tofu, and chickpeas. People have longer life expectancy in countries where plant proteins are more prevalent in the food supply. The findings were published in the journal Nature Communications. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So, a quick note. First off, special thanks to President Trump. Yesterday, Dana, I don't know if you know this, but my town is getting pressure to change the name Chiefs. My neighboring town, Warriors. Everyone in New York has got to get rid of all references to American Indians.
Oh, I read about this. Yes. This is crazy.
Yeah, so my town is fighting back. The other towns...
What are they going to call it?
Right. So, yeah, they...
Smithtown?
His name is Smithtown.
Oh, my God.
There's a Smithtown Long Island. But they have a... If you have Warriors, Flaming Arrows, I'm not kidding. Chiefs, which is us, Braves, got to change it. So Massapequa's been fighting back. When the president heard about it, he put it on Truth Social last night. So Bruce Blakeman is thinking, hopefully it'll win over. So,
I honestly think when I got a chance to go to Massapequa, your town, remember, I've always said like that's one of the most patriotic places that I've ever seen in America.
And you know, that's where Jonathan Diller had, remember the big turnout for Jonathan Diller's funeral?
Yes.
That's Massapequa.
Yes, I know. And it's a beautiful town. It has to be. I will always call it Massapequa.
They will try to change. I bet you they're coming for the Indian tribe name next. Montauk is Indian tribe. Wantagh, Indian tribe. Setauket, and it's crazy what's happening.
I bet these Indian tribes don't want that.
No, in fact, I contacted them, and they got in touch with me, and they say, we're fighting for Massapequa for free.
When I was at University of Illinois Springfield, that was when they wanted to get rid of Chief Illiniwek. Do you remember? He was like the mascot for the the Fighting Illini. Yeah. And the legislature was like, oh, we can't do this. It's so mean to the Illini. And the Illini were like, no, actually, we love it.
Do you know the Redskins? You know that. Real quick, John Roberts is in your book.
Yes.
So diverse. I didn't want to be a musician for a while. He wanted to be a doctor.
He was a DJ up in Toronto, kind of in the Janis Dean days. He worked in lumberyard.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a doctor, and then he was working for CBS News when I was the deputy press secretary. So I got to know him over the years. He does have a very rich, diverse background, and he's raising twins now. And I love the stories of parenthood that he talks about and how you have to really, you know, love every moment and be present in your children's lives so that you can enjoy yours, too.
Absolutely. So, Dana, do you feel good about this book? This seems like a book tour that you want to go on, right?
I have to say, I read it again on Sunday so I'd be fresh for this book tour. And I put it down and I told Peter, it's pretty good.
So when do we see you? Do you have any book signings or anything coming up?
There's going to be something on May 2nd. The Little Point Bookshop is selling the tickets. You've done book signings there. It's going to be in an auditorium at one of the schools down there. So tickets are available at littlepointbookshop.com. Not a ton, right? You know, I've got
shows.
Well, I have these two shows. I really want to do that. We also have a very exciting event coming up. It's not announced yet. It's going to be Thursday, May 1st. Stay tuned. I can't wait to tell you about it.
All right. You got to come back then.
Sure.
All right, pick up the book. It's out now. I wish someone had told me the best advice for building a great career and meaningful life. Thanks for listening, everyone. Dana, thanks so much for the quality time.
That was fun.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous. Because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Protesters chanted and marched outside the FBI Saturday after agents arrested a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Friday's arrest escalates a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Kanna Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom last week after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. Key talks today at the Vatican. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met briefly Saturday at the Vatican before the funeral of Pope Francis. The White House says the discussion was very productive and that more details would be released later. The meeting lasted about 15 minutes inside St. Peter's Basilica. Zelensky said, "Good meeting," on social media. He said, "We discussed a lot one-on-one and very symbolic meeting that has potential to become historic if we achieve joint results." I'm Donna Water.
Immigration remains a big advantage for the GOP. More on this story from Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20 through the 22nd by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 2 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former New York Congressman George Santos has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for the crimes that got him ousted from Congress. He apologized and appealed Friday for mercy, then sobbed as he heard his 87-month sentence. He had pled guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The Justice Department is poised to crack down on leaks of information to the news media. Keith Peters explains.
It authorizes prosecutors to issue subpoenas to news organizations as part of leak investigations, serve search warrants when appropriate, and force journalists to testify about their sources. New regulations announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi in a memo to the staff rescind the Biden administration policy that protected journalists from having their phone records secretly seized during leak investigations, a practice long decried by news organizations and press freedom groups. Keith Peters, Washington.
A Texas appeals court has ruled the city of Austin cannot enforce its law that prohibits police from citing and arresting people for carrying a small amount of marijuana. The state's 15th Court of Appeals has overturned the decision by Travis County District Judge Jan Sofier, who had dismissed Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit against Austin last year. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A popular Mexican restaurant will be headed to, well, Mexico. John Scott explains.
The California-based chain will open restaurants in Mexico starting early next year. Chipotle will partner with Alce, a Mexico City-based company that operates locations for Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Chili's, and other brands in South America and Europe. Chipotle says it's confident its classic recipes will resonate with Mexican diners. This expansion arrives as President Trump's tariffs on Mexican imports could increase costs for U.S. Chipotle locations. John Scott reporting.
Famed aerobatic pilot Rob Holland has died in a plane crash in Virginia. He had been scheduled to participate in a weekend air show at Joint Base Langley, Eustis, and Hampton. Officials say he was probably the best-known air show pilot and the winningest competitor in aerobatic contests. Rob Holland was 50 years old. More on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. So much going on there and everywhere. Today, the President of the United States has got his hands full. He's going to meet with a very friendly Prime Minister of Norway. They're going to talk trade, and they do a lot of business together. He'll also participate in a bilateral lunch. We also know it is draft day for the NFL draft. This has become so exciting because these players can turn around a franchise with the world's most popular sport, or the nation's most popular sport. That'll be soccer. And then Dick Durbin will officially retire, announce he's not running for re-election at 3 o'clock today. Why is that a big deal? The number two in the party, 80 years old. There's a push within the party to change leadership. Will that put more pressure on Schumer to do something else for a living? Mark Thiessen standing by, and Michael Rubin, Director of Policy Analysis for the Middle East Forum, shortly. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
There's a list of issues that we asked people what they felt about. The president is underwater in all but one, and that one is the border. So there's a lot of work to be completed, which if done successfully, I think would dramatically elevate his current approval rate.
Yeah, I would not worry about it, but the poll numbers are not great right now, 100 days in. I think for Trump, when you want to do big things, a lot of times it takes restructuring, it makes people uneasy, and we're talking tariffs. Massive restructuring of the economy and our trade relationship, and the latest on movement with China.
Number two.
I think we have a deal with Russia. We have to get a deal with Zelensky, and I hope that Zelensky, I thought it might be easier to deal with Zelensky. So far, it's been harder, but that's okay. It's all right.
Well, it's harder, but you're asking him to do things, Mr. President, that I don't think he should be asked to do. Emotions are raging in London, and Ukraine and Russia inch closer to a ceasefire deal. Meanwhile, Russia bombs the nation's capital of Kyiv and kills 9 innocent people. And both Rubio and Witkoff mysteriously boycott the talks. We'll see where this all stands.
Number one.
You know, I was supposed to be doing my senior thesis last night and instead was faced by a mob that wouldn't let me walk through my own campus. But unfortunately, not something new for myself or my Jewish peers at Yale.
That is Netanel Crisp, and he is a senior at Yale University. This has got to stop. An Ivy League institution erupts again into anti-Semitic protest, even though Yale was moved to immediate action, and they disbanded the group on campus. They disallow their club now. I get the sense that Trump has got to act and come down hard on this abhorrent unrest, because it doesn't happen overnight. It's got to be embedded in the curriculum. We have the latest, and you'll hear from a Jewish senior himself sometime within this Thursday broadcast. Let's go to Mark Thiessen, Washington Post, chief speechwriter for Bush, and Fox News contributor. Mark, can you believe this happens at Yale? And did you see the mass on the faces of the students? And on camera, a junior students get repelled even after all this unrest at Harvard and Columbia?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, they wouldn't be disbanding Students for Justice in Palestine on the campus. Yale is looking at Harvard and Columbia and saying, yeah, we don't want to go down that path. First of all, why are these people allowed to protest in masks? You know, why are you allowed to hide your identity? If you want to protest, then take off your mask and stand up for your principles, and then, you know, let us find out who you are and deport you. Because a lot of these people are here on student visas. And it's time for us to start cracking down on these student visas and stop letting people into this country who hate America, and want to disrupt the lives of our Jewish students who are American citizens.
Name of the group is Yalies for Palestine. Tuesday night, they were told, stand down. I don't want to see any protests. We got an Israeli official who's going to be speaking. They were invited. They said, okay, but they did anyway. Then they denied it. And they said, wait, it's on Instagram, you idiots. You're recruiting people to show up and protest. And then We watch this guy, Natel Crisp, and he's going to be on with us, and he was on with me. I've substituted for Laura last night. This is what he said it's like. This guy's a senior, and he says this has been happening for years. Cut four.
It was horrible, and that's the best way to put it. But unfortunately, not something new for myself or my Jewish peers at Yale. This is something we've experienced on and off, almost nonstop, really, for the last 2 years, from last year's encampment to near weekly demonstrations and protests where these students, these thugs, these pro-Hamas supporters take over our university spaces, block us from accessing campus facilities, and most recently, as you just observed last night, stopped us from traversing over our own campus. A communal space that we all pay tuition to be able to use. I was supposed to be doing my senior thesis last night and instead was faced by a mob that wouldn't let me walk through my own campus.
So they said $400 million is frozen at Columbia. And Harvard says, how dare you? I'm suing back. They're coming down on accreditation. They're going to question that. The 501c3 is not got it. Shouldn't have a bias if you want to be nonprofit. And they're going to crack down on foreign students' admissions. We'd like to know who you're bringing in, especially when we see these foreign students end up being anti-American, anti-West. Mark, this is getting to the heart of a huge problem.
Well, it's getting to the heart of a huge problem. First of all, people are looking at these figures and saying, I didn't know that we were giving $9 billion a year to Harvard.
Absolutely.
You know, with all the problems we're having, why are we giving $9 billion a year to Harvard? So the first step is, maybe we should rethink how much money we're giving to these elite Ivy League institutions. But even I don't understand Harvard's position because even if you didn't take taxpayer money, you're not allowed to violate federal law. They have an obligation to protect the civil rights of Jewish students on their campuses. You can't allow this stuff to go on. And thank God that President Trump is cracking down on these universities because, nobody cared about this until their money was at stake. Now they're facing pressure internally mm-hmm. from their own faculty who are saying, why are my grants being cut off? You know, the only thing these people understand is money. And thank God that we're doing something about it.
You know what I want to hear? And I might be wrong. Correct me. Okay, you have all this money and you got to study and you're leading the world and you're a lauded institution. Show me what you've done. Show me what your studies have yielded. And maybe you're going to tell me, you allow people to walk now, but I think that's Elon Musk putting chips in brains. I like to know. And then where is that money going? You have billions of dollars. Say you need it. Go, okay, fine. Where is it? I mean, is it going to people's salaries? How big is your faculty? How big is your staff? I want them to justify it. This funding money and these study money, because no one's ever done that. So I want to move on. Just to show you, there's another side of this. I think it's an illogical side. Ron Brownstein from CNN. Cut it.
He is going after what has been the foundation of our technological strategy, really, since Sputnik in the 50s. You know, the federal government, sometimes we've heard from the White House press secretary the argument that universities don't deserve public funding. The public funding for universities for research is not some favor we're doing for the universities. The federal government, for more than half a century, has been relying on them to deliver a service to the country and the public.
Okay, we'd like to know what that is. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, and also, I don't think it was Harvard that invented a rocket that could land. It was Elon Musk. It was the private sector. The idea that, government and academia are the engines of American innovation is absurd. They do basic research. They help but it's the private sector that is the driver of innovation. And on top of that, to drive innovation, you don't have to charge the taxpayers 69% for administrative costs on top of the grant, which is what Harvard was doing. There's not a charity in the world that gets away with charging 69% from its donors for administrative costs. Why are American tech? You can make an argument that we should be supporting research that Harvard or Columbia are doing. Fine. Why are we paying for their administrative costs? Why are we paying for the administrators who are failing to protect Jewish students on their campuses? We don't need this. We don't need to support their administrative infrastructure. There's a lot. Elon and the Doge have lifted up a lot of rocks, and we're seeing a lot of creepy crawlies under there that they wish we weren't seeing, and it's time to fix it.
All right, so let's talk about Ukraine. There's ceasefire talks in London, and we're hearing that Rubio and Witkoff decided not to go. They're getting fed up with, I think, the wrong side. This is what we understand is the offer that Trump put on the table with collaboration. Russia would get formal U.S. recognition of Crimea, de facto recognition of Russia's occupied four regions in eastern Ukraine, lifting sanctions to boost Russia's economy, opportunities for more economic development. What Ukraine gets, assistance in post-war rebuilding, navigation rights to Dnipro River. Russia would return a small portion of Ukraine's Kharkiv Oblast area. Assistance from U.S. military as a robust security guarantee, not including us. So for Zelensky, he says, no, it's a no-go. I'm never going to acknowledge that they took our land and they can have it. And there's a way around that, but your thoughts?
Well, number one, he wasn't being asked to acknowledge it. The U.S. was saying that we would acknowledge Russian sovereignty over Crimea, but not over those other territories. It would be what's called de jure recognition in Crimea, de facto recognition of their control of the territories that they've conquered in eastern Ukraine. I don't like recognizing Crimea. I don't think that's a good idea. We never recognized, Russia's occupation of the Baltic states during the entire Cold War. We did recognize East Germany, so we recognized the communist takeover of half of Germany at some point. So, I don't understand why that would be a deal breaker for Zelensky when you would be getting security guarantees, rebuilding, there would be compensation for all the damage that was done to Ukraine. And you'd have peace and a chance to have a minerals deal with the United States and all the rest of it. So here's the problem is that Zelensky keeps miscalculating, because what his answer should be, yes, in principle, but we need to negotiate some of these details, but we're very happy with that the U.S. is putting a proposal on the table. Let Putin reject it. Because which apparently he has, by the way, today, has said no. Because one of the things that's in there is that there would be an international force on the ground of peacekeepers to guarantee to patrol the DMZ. That's great for Ukraine. I think what Trump should do is, in addition to this, is offer them an arms sale package. You know, not aid, but sell them weapons. The Ukrainians want to buy 10 Patriot systems. Let's sell it to them. It's great for us to have a foreign military.
Absolutely. Arm them up.
Yeah. Arm them up, because the only way here's the danger for Trump. Right. So Ukraine looks at this and they say, when Obama was president, Russia invaded. Then Trump came into office and they stopped. Then Biden came in and they invaded again. So what's to stop Russia from invading 4 years from now when Trump leaves office, especially if he's succeeded by some weak president like Obama and Biden? Russia could take a four-year pause to rebuild its military, to strengthen its economy with the sanctions relief, and then start this whole thing all over again. The only way you prevent that from happening, the only way Trump gets a deal that is permanent, that is worthy of a Nobel Prize, is if we build up the Ukrainian military during those 4 years to the point the Russians would never dare take them on. And so, we don't need the taxpayers to fund that. For example, Poland is buying billions and billions of dollars of U.S. weapons using foreign military financing loans, which we pay. They borrow the money from us to buy it. They pay interest on the loans and they pay them back. Ukraine is offered to do $50 billion in arms sales. Let's give them that. I think that would break the logjam and get a deal done, at least on the Ukrainian side.
Absolutely. So the other thing would be, I think the big lure that might get Democrats pushing back is say, listen, Putin, you stop this war now. We'll reengage economically. We'll put you back on the SWIFT system. Those are some of the things we could use as levers. And if not, we're going to hit you with the X, Y, and Z sanctions. We have fully enforcing the European no longer get a special dispensation to buy your oil. We're going to start getting third parties, like India is starting to get sanctioned for buying your oil. I'm not sure if China would that too. And then we're going to make sure that Ukraine now has the money to actually buy their own weapons because of this because of the rare earth deal. So this is what's going to happen. Things are not going to stay the same if you walk away.
Exactly. I mean that's the peace deal in a nutshell. That's how you end this thing. And you force the Russians to the table. I guess what I don't understand is that the Ukrainians have said, like 44 days ago, Zelensky said, "I'm for a unilateral ceasefire, for an unconditional ceasefire," and Putin is refusing. At some point, there have to be some consequences for Putin. Putin is the obstacle to peace. You know, what turned Trump on Zelensky was he sensed that Zelensky didn't want peace, and he's going to go after anybody he sees to be an obstacle to peace. Since the Oval Office meeting, Zelensky has been saying, we want peace. He's agreed to stop fighting while we negotiate a deal, and Putin's the one who continues to fight the war. At some point, Putin's going to have to either decide either I'm for peace or I'm against peace, and live with the consequences.
It's going to be interesting. And lastly, with the Iran talks, are they on the right track?
I don't know. Witkoff said, you know, well, our position is disarmament, but we could, you know, do reduced enrichment, you know, giving away the store before the negotiations talk. It's basically there's two options here. Either there has to be a.
I think he since amended that, by the way.
Yeah.
He got tougher.
That's a big mistake. Here's the options. A Libya-style deal in which the U.S. planes land in Tehran, load up all the enriched uranium, all the centrifuges, and take it back to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the way we did with the Libyan nuclear program, and then we don't bomb you, or we bomb the hell out of you, and we destroy it. Those should be the only options on the table for the Iranians. And anything short of either of those options is not good enough.
I saw what Fetterman put out last night. You know, basically, don't listen to them. They can't be trusted. Bomb them. Yeah. I know it's simplistic, but I really don't after 40 years of going through these gymnastics and knowing what they've done to our men and women around the world, but especially in Iraq, I'm wondering how naive we have to be.
And they're weaker than they've ever been. They've lost all of their proxies. Trump is destroying the Houthis right now. Netanyahu has destroyed Hamas and Hezbollah. They've lost Assad. Israel has taken out their air defenses and taken out their ballistic missile capabilities. They're strategically naked right now. That won't be for long. They're going to rebuild their air defenses. They're going to rebuild their ballistic missile capability. But we have a moment of opportunity right now where they have maximum vulnerability, which means we need to put on maximum pressure and give them a deadline. You agree to a complete disarmament by date X, or we're taking it out.
Mark, I could talk to you for 2 hours and not cover everything. Thanks so much. There's nothing you can't handle. Have a great day.
And thanks for inviting me to bring your child to work day. I really would appreciate
it. Your kids are a little old. Thanks, Mark. 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
One of President Trump's strengths during the election was immigration, and that's holding true as 56% approve of the job he's doing on border security. That's higher by double digits than any other issue we asked about on our Fox News survey. And it makes sense given how popular some of his immigration-related proposals are with voters. 66% favor making English the country's official language, and 63% support deporting immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. That's 11 points higher than in 2015, around the time Trump suggested deporting millions during his first run for president. There's been a shift in the opposite direction on Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship. Two-thirds of voters think if an illegal immigrant has a baby while living in the U.S., the child should automatically become a U.S. citizen. That's up 20 points compared to years ago. Our most popular proposal is go to foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Take a pause.
New York City isn't the safest place, especially when you're a turkey.
She flew across the East River, amazingly, and back to Manhattan.
Manhattan Bird Alerts' David Barrett says Rosie the wild turkey got bold, going from the quiet of Roosevelt Island and into Manhattan.
There's more traffic. There are people that don't know how to deal with her. Their dogs. All of these things make life much more treacherous for her in midtown Manhattan.
Another dangerous spot for turkeys? Inside Martin's Supermarket north of Elkhart, Indiana. The bird misbehaved so much the cops were called.
There's a very large turkey that just went in the store. We need animal control out here chasing the customers. It's a really big turkey knocking everything out the shelves.
But then one of the cops grabbed the bird and carried it into some nearby woods. The police said on Facebook afterwards, no harm, no foul. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Mahalia Jackson, who died in 1972, is widely regarded as the first queen of gospel music. Although she was a heralded and much-loved performer, she lived a double life in racially divided America.
When I'm on the stage and on television and working with white people, they just hug me and love me and say I'm so wonderful and I'm so great. And then when I'm walking down the street like an ordinary citizen, they don't recognize me, and when I go into the department store in the South, I can't get a sandwich, I can't get a bottle of pop, I got to stand, I can't even get a cab, and I'm just the Mahalia Jackson that they got through saying how wonderful I am. I don't understand this. What makes people act like that?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back. Just quick note. Last night on Laura Ingraham's show, you probably saw the full screen. I'm going to be out at, I'm going to be on June 21st. I'm going to be at Dayton, Ohio. WHIO listeners, hope to see you out there. History, Liberty, and Laughs. We bring news, information, patriotism, history to the stage, and it's fun. Same thing in August on the 23rd. I'm going to be in Dallas and in Richmond. I have to see everyone there from our radio audience. And then, of course, in September, we're going to be in Richmond. So, Brian Kilmeade. com. I hope to see you in person and VIP opportunities. I get a chance to talk to you before the show. So much going on today. I think the president's going to have a few announcements. I think he knows and sees how the market reacts when he starts announcing the progress he's making. And the word is 19 deals are about to be done, framed out. And then you work out, look, it's got a huge trade staff. Then you work out the details. The restructuring has hurt his approval. It's going to be a time of uncertainty. I get it. But I think if you pass the big, beautiful bill, and then you start with these trade deals, and then you find out when is the right time to go head-to-head with China, you're talking about a boom.
At
Stifel Nicholas. I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Businesses to make recycling top of mind. His nonprofit is called Recycle My Battery, and Nahal says he wants to expand his idea across the U.S. and the world. He's teaming up with a battery recycling company in Australia, and many other countries are taking notice. Not only that, but Nahal is educating people about how throwing out batteries can be dangerous and destructive for the soil and our plants. Excellent work, Nahal. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I think what has to happen is we need to make commitments to Ukraine that they're going to continue to get our intelligence, which they're doing, and continue to get military arms from the United States and for Europeans. That sends a loud message to Putin that we're not going away here. And we're going to continue to stay in this, stay in the negotiations, and continue to see this through till we actually have a peace deal.
And that is General Jack Keane talking about the talks in London, Ukraine, Russia, how sincere they are. You got to make the judge. I know that Secretary of State not being there, Witkoff not being there, sending a message. That might be part of the negotiation. Michael Rubin, Director of Policy Analysis at the Middle East Forum, also a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, teaches classes on terrorism for the FBI, on security, politics, religion, and history for U.S. and NATO military units, and joins us now. Michael, essentially, your resume says you've seen it and heard it all. Your take on the tactics in London.
You know, I'm not sure that this is a good deal. There's two issues here. One, is our goal simply to have the guns fall silent? If that's the case, then any deal works. But the danger is whether you're sacrificing long-term peace for the sake of short-term peace. If you're rewarding Putin for aggression, and then that could actually encourage more aggression. That's where the danger is right now, and that's why Ukraine and so many in Europe are upset.
So the president says, look, you know, you're not going to get Crimea back. You're not going to get this areas back. You've been deadlocked for a year. So just deal with it. In reality, this is how to stop the war. Just stop it here.
Well, what I'm reminded of, Brian, is when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, Margaret Thatcher said to George H.W. Bush, don't go wobbly on me now, George. The question is, when we look at the way Trump is approaching this, whether that would fit the definition of going wobbly. Back in 1990, there were a lot of people who said, look, Kuwait's not going to be independent again. We shouldn't worry about it. Colin Powell was first and foremost among them, but George H.W. Bush ultimately stepped up. And the question is, if Saddam Hussein had been rewarded with taking Kuwait, would he have gone further? That's the real danger, and that's why so many countries from the Baltic states to Kazakhstan are really worried, as are the Taiwanese, who might see the similar dynamics playing out. Hey, you're not going to get Taiwan back. It's Chinese anyway, so why don't we just accept it? That's the danger. That's the world we're moving into.
So the one thing I have to say, that for Russia to think this has been successful is a real stretch. When the doors close and the propagandists are not there, they have to be saying, what the hell did we do? They never in a million years, I don't think, thought they'd be struggling for 3+ years and be pulling people off the streets to join their military, begging North Koreans to help out and Yemenis to fight, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, on some hand, yeah, but if anyone actually says that, they're going to end up falling out of a 10th-story window. That's also been the pattern in Russia itself. The way I look at this is Putin's been like a gambler who figures, if only I can play one more hand, then maybe I can recoup all my losses. And by this analogy, what it seems that the United States is prepared to do is actually affirm that belief and allow him to recoup his losses.
Here's what President Trump said yesterday, cut 10.
I think we have a deal with Russia. We have to get a deal with Zelensky, and I hope that Zelensky, I thought it might be easier to deal with Zelensky. So far, it's been harder, but that's okay. It's all right. But I think we have a deal with both.
So I'm firmly in the Zelensky camp. You know, I agree with the president on a lot, but the Ukraine are the good guys in this, and I think everything that we could give them to be successful is what I believe.
Well, I happen to share that belief. There's a pattern here, Brian, where Russia, because Putin has run the economy into the ground, tries to distract the Russian people with military action. He did it first in Georgia back in 2008. Then he did it with Crimea. Here's the thing. Once he's allowed to digest those territories, it actually costs Russia's economy more in order to integrate them, and that speeds up the process where he needs to distract the Russian people again. So if there's actually a reward, if he's given eastern Ukraine, what's going to end up happening is Putin, in order to keep the Russian people distracted with that national flag, is actually going to have to speed up the cycle of conflict, that's where things get very dangerous.
So what tactically do you think is the benefit of Rubio and Witkoff not going to London or hanging out and hanging back?
Well, ultimately, that's the debate right now. But the issue is whether the United States is truly interested in the minutiae. Look, this would be a very positive tactic, and it would be a very positive tactic when it comes to other negotiations on Iran if it signals, hey, we're not going to do business as usual. We're not going to be dragged into an endless process. We're not going to allow you to treat diplomacy as an asymmetrical warfare strategy to tie our hands. Here's the deal. Take it or leave it. That's what I hope Trump is doing. Other people are questioning whether Rubio and Witkoff standing back is actually signaling a lack of interest. I actually don't think that's the case. I'm hoping that this is Trump negotiating in a very different way from his predecessors.
I do, too. And that's just it. I mean, you know how engaged Rubio is. You know how smart he is. And Witkoff's got great instincts, but I don't think he has great knowledge of the region. There's no indication is when Rubio's leading, I always feel better. It just, number one, he's Secretary of State. And number two, him and Waltz have the experience in the region. They took their time to know the names and know the battlefield and know the players. So anytime they're involved, I feel like we're better off. So not to put anything, not to put Witkoff down, I just don't know that he understands the depth of the area and the recent history with Vladimir Putin. And let's jog over to Iran. We're now week three of talks. How do you think it's going?
You know, I think we're falling into Iran's trap of trying to tie us down so that they can have a fait accompli. This is what everyone has warned the Trump administration about moving in. Look, it's simple. Let's put aside the Joint Conference, a plan of action that wasn't actually a treaty. Iran is still beholden to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which it signed decades ago. There shouldn't be any ifs, ands, or buts about demanding its compliance. So the more we get trapped, the more we only see the trees and not the forest, the more Iran wins. That's why the Israelis and the Emiratis, the Saudis, are so worried about the Trump administration's direction right now.
So I've heard other people say, for example, that MBS, one of his brothers, go over to Iran, that they're not thrilled with us bombing over there. Even though they know Iran's the problem, they worry about what could happen after. What level do you think that they're hoping that Israel and the U.S. combine to take action?
You know, I think they're hoping. I put it this way. After Israel, a year ago April and also last October, demonstrated that they could hit Iran with surprise and precision, it actually assuaged a lot of concerns within the region. They are worried about stirring up the hornet's nest. And not finishing the job. Look, Brian, when you have a hornet's nest, you have two good options. One is you leave it alone. The other is you get rid of it. The worst possible option is you stand underneath it, lightly tapping it with a stick. That's the major fear in the region. They want to be convinced that if action is going to be taken against Iran, it's going to be taken to fruition. What they're worried about are half steps.
So do you think that we have the munitions to, from what you know about their embedded nuclear program, to take it out?
Okay, here's the thing. The issue which is often exaggerated are those under-the-mountain facilities. That's not the biggest problem because you don't have to destroy those facilities. You only have to destroy the entrances to those facilities. If Iranian nuclear scientists end up being entombed in them, not our problem. The issue, however, is Iran is so large. It's six times the size of the United Kingdom. And so you're not going to be able to fly in and out with surprise. That means you're going to have to take out enemy airfields, anti-aircraft batteries, command and control. And so back of the napkin calculation, that's around 1,300 sorties. Now, here's the thing, and this is the other dynamic that's coming into play. The supreme leader of Iran is 85 years old. He's about to turn 86. He's had cancer twice. He's partially paralyzed from an assassination attempt. There's going to be regime change in Iran simply because of the march of time. And so all these concerns about what come next, that has nothing to do with military action. Military action might just speed that up by a week or two.
What do you think the people think of their government?
Oh, there's no doubt that the government has very little legitimacy among the people. That said, Iran's not a democracy. It's the guys with the guns that matter. And when it comes to the supreme leader supporters, you might have 25% of the youth who have grown up in this bubble. You can join the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps bubble when you're about 8 years old because they run the equivalent of evil Boy Scout programs. And you can go to universities controlled by the Revolutionary Guard. And so sometimes when we hear this crazy rhetoric coming from people like the former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who also came from a military background in Iran, that reflects life inside the bubble. But most Iranians, they've moved on, and they want nothing more than to join the wider world. Now, here's the thing. Zombie regimes like North Korea, like Iran, like others, have an ability to persist. They're not democracies. And so the question is, what happens as these zombie regimes continue?
That is. And what would happen the next day? And the other thing that people bring up is, our troops are vulnerable in Syria and Iraq. Should they be worried? Do you think we have a way to protect them?
And also, Brian, remember, we have our 5th Fleet in Bahrain. Here's what I would look for to show that military action is imminent. If we withdraw our aircraft carriers from the Persian Gulf, that's a sign that we're getting closer to military action, because if they're 400 miles outside in the northern Indian Ocean, we can strike at Iran, but they can't hit us with their speedboats, their drones, their sea mines, and so forth. That's, as an analyst, what I'm looking at now.
Lastly, the State Department is doing a restructuring. For the longest time, we always heard about the deep state was defined to the State Department. They do their own thing. They let the Secretary of State come in. They almost dare them to change policies. A lot of their embassies seem to be almost anti-American, let alone the woke stuff that came in over the last 12 years, where we're sponsoring, you know, non-binary parades in Ecuador. So, with the reform going on right now under the leadership of Secretary Rubio, are you comfortable with it?
I am comfortable with it. Look, I've talked to Secretary of State, both Republicans and Democrats, and here's the one thing they all have in common. No one trusts the State Department. Instead of relying on the State Department bureaucracy, they all have about 20 aides who they rely upon, and the State Department, they're just like hamsters going on their wheels. The fact of the matter is, everyone acknowledges behind the scenes that the State Department is more geared to the 19th century than the 21st century. There's active debate about how you move on, but you're absolutely right. Without leadership, without constraining that deep state, without trimming that fat, we're going to be in a world of hurt in terms of our diplomacy.
But you are worried, and you write that you're worried about us pulling back in Africa. Why?
Well, what I'd say is that Africa is the real battleground for influence with Russia and China. It's where so many of the rare earths are and so forth. Frankly, it's much more important to have embassies in Africa right now than it is in Western Europe or in Canada, where we have consulates in Winnipeg and so forth. I mean, if we have, like so many other countries, a online presence for visas, for screening and so forth, we don't need to have all these very expensive embassies in places where they really do no good. I would say that having an embassy or a consulate in Somaliland, which is right across from Yemen, would do more in a week than having an embassy in Slovenia would do for us over a decade.
You think Rubio understands that? You think he's getting his direction from other people?
I think Rubio understands that. But again, A, he's up against the deep state. And B, I'm not sure the Trump administration realizes how we need to engage in places like Africa and Asia. After all, we still don't have an assistant secretary for African affairs. That can't keep going if we hope to counter Chinese influence.
So the Congo president came and visited us and said, I got a deal for you. You could come and mine our rare earth. Just help us fend off these revolutionaries who want to overthrow the government. What is your thought on that?
Well, you know, Brian, I spent last August with those revolutionaries trying to overthrow the government. And before that, I spent time on the Congolese side. The fact of the matter is, there isn't a country more corrupt than Congo right now. President Tshisekedi, the president of Congo, may sit on $24 trillion worth of minerals and rare earths and so forth, but I'm not sure that we could ever trust him to be our ally. He really is going down the Idi Amin path or the Saddam Hussein path. And basically, if we give him money, he's going to turn around the next day and say, hey, China, why don't you just give me a little bit more money and I'll rip up the agreements I just got from the Americans.
They did sign up for the Belt and Road program, right?
I believe they did, yes.
Michael, unbelievable. Thanks so much for your firsthand, unvarnished account. It's very consequential times. I look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll squeeze in some calls. We're going to go over some movement on the trade situation. And what about this shouting match between Musk and Bessent? Did it really happen? I'll explain.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From around the world,
Trey Hingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hand.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
You think.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back. So it happened and multiple people are talking about it. You know, Elon Musk is going to be leaving in a couple of weeks. I'm related to the incident. I'll relate to you. But evidently, he's been clashing. He had clashes with Sean Duffy. I know that for a fact about what they're doing. He went in there clinically and said, these people got to go and these people got to go. And Sean Duffy says, wait a second, I'm in transportation. Let me do that. He had a clash at a cabinet meeting with Marco Rubio, but they worked it out. And he's had multiple clashes with Scott Bessent. Remember, Scott was not a pick of Elon Musk. He keeps bringing up that Scott, who's a friend of the show, even before he was Treasury Secretary, I hope you remember, he worked for George Soros. But he split it on his own. He said that George Soros that's funding these programs and doing what he's doing. It's not the guy I knew. Whatever. But he went on his own, learned a lot from each other, did a lot of investing for him. And he impressed Trump. He's done a fantastic job. But he wanted a different head of the IRS, and Musk put Gary Shapley in there, the whistleblower. And he went up to Trump and said, you got to get Gary Shapley out. I need a different guy in there with more experience. And the president went with Scott Bessent. And now Scott is clashing with Musk, and the shouting got so loud, you could hear it clearly into the Oval Office, and they were told to take it down the hall. And no one's denying it happened. I actually don't have a problem with it. I think it's noteworthy to notice, but it doesn't show a administration coming at the seams. It shows a lot of people who think they got the right way forward when it comes to finance, and there's one guy with the responsibility and more experience doing it, and I think it's Scott, and he has a real sense of the global economy, perhaps. I'm in awe of Elon Musk. I'm not saying that. I mean, I read so much about him, talked to so many people, but he's volatile, he's hot-headed, and Scott is just the opposite. Well, it's like Mnuchin, I think, perfect for that job. And I think Trump thinks so, too. And I think it's so important to point out that all these people told you, they're insiders, that Donald Trump, who gets so much money from Elon Musk, will do whatever Musk wants. They're inseparable, whatever. They're going to get each other's nerves. No. He listens to him. He really respects him. But Howard Lutnick's Commerce, not Treasury Secretary. Shapley's out of the IRS. And Scott Bessent has his ear when it comes to the economy. So Trump listens, but ultimately he's the decision maker.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.